Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5870.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man, Crew Chief. AKA Trevor
Posse,
representing Florida, the South, baby, this
Grudge
Inc. Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
Lady A, what's good, sweetheart?
You seem to be in a good mood. That's what's good.
Oh, most definitely. I'm getting off work, early. Normally, I'll still be at work around about this time doing
True.
The show. So, I got off for the day. I'm just excited, man. We had some racing this weekend. We went over to Valdosta and tried to show a little love over there. To Ronnie Brown and Miss Kim and Duck X Productions over there this past weekend. And we're just getting our hot rod tuned up for the next upcoming race. For us, we're trying to make the David Floyd race, but as of right now, we got a broke car. So until we get some parts in, we're looking kind of iffy for Big Low right now, making that race up there. But we're gonna keep our fingers crossed and see what come up. But what's up with you? How's you and the little one? Let me start there first.
We are lovely. He's lovely. I'm lovely. And thank you so much for asking.
All right. Well, you already know I got to check on my girl. So. I got to do that. I would be wrong if I did. So now I know that you good. I'm good. You good. So we got that out of the way. I'm gonna go ahead and give thanks to the big fella upstairs, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because without him, none of this would be possible. So I got to give a props out to him. So what you do this last Thursday weekend, Lady A?
It was a laid-back weekend. Nothing really. Just laid back, chilling with the family.
Chilling with the family. Okay,
mm-hmm.
don't think you can't get the little one out of the house and let him smell a little race gas, a little nitrous now.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be good for him. He was in that stomach hearing the races, so I'm sure that'll be good for him. Maybe soothing for him.
Exactly. Let him hear. Let him bump hear the hell bump the nitrous through the motor a couple times. Let him smell some gas. He'll know that.
He'll
know that smell.
Anytime,
it's time to go to get around close to race time, he'll start crying. You can't figure out why. You got to slide over to VP and buy a can of race gas, just sit it in the room, open it up, let him smell
it. I am going to keep that in mind.
For sure.
Thank you for that wonderful advice.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to leave you alone for a few. I'm going to go ahead and get my sponsors out of the way real quick before I get into the show. D&L Performance, PRD Racing, and PDL Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, Southern Muffler, Race Fittings, Horsepower Sales, AA Performance, Eric's Automotive, Heads Up Composites, Applied Nitrous, Wilson Manifolds, Mickey Thompson Tires, Obnoxious Racing Apparel, Mr. Ronnie Brown, Kelly Racing, Fast by Gans Motorsports, Remy Martin, VSOP, Grudge Inc. We here, baby, Grudge Inc. Gunner Picks. Last but not least, Remy Martin, VSOP. Now I got that out of the way. This past weekend, most of y'all know they had a benefit race. Tony Bonds had a benefit race with Donald and Street this past weekend down in the Hook, Kansas game, as they call it. But at House Hook, they had a benefit race. According to what I've read on the internet and a few videos that I saw, felt like they had a good time down there. Hopefully I'll be able to get maybe Dawg or Tony Bonds or somebody on the line. Maybe they want to speak a little bit about it. If not, no big deal, but I'd definitely like to tell everybody to participate and coming out supporting them fellas down there. Me and my team wasn't in the building, so I don't have too much light to shine on that. On what they had going on there. Like I said, as I read on the internet, let me see. Gigantor was the man that said down there doing his thing and showing love. He was kicking ass and taking names. So, with that being said, Gigantor, I'm going to hear him for going out, doing what they said they was going to do. Making that happen for them and their team. Big props out to everybody who stepped up to the plate to get them more than matching down there. I think it was Dawg, Tony, Lil Flip. Those guys stepping up back in for the match. Big props out to the house cook. They had going on them fans again. But as y'all know, well, we don't know. Hold on. Lady, Father.
Yes.
Hey, when was you able to get up for it?
Not yet. Give me just a moment. I'll let you know when he's on, okay?
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to hold off on that. Five. Put your one button. Lady, Michael.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
All right. Nothing, bro.
Oh, man, chilling. What's going on, Lady A?
Hi, how are you?
All right, just checking on you.
Thank you.
Man, I'm good, man. We just cruising for a bruiser now, yeah, man. You know, working on the hot rod a little bit. Trying to get ready to go see Tropical Depression Ike going to do down there on the 9th. He's definitely going to be in the building looking for a little tail is what Ed and Howell call it.
A little tail. We looking for a whole lot of tail on the time.
Yeah, just a little tail. You know, a couple of cars we looking for. You know, we talked to the Gigantic crew earlier this week. They say they're gonna be in the building. We're gonna try to tie up with them boys. Like I said, we're gonna try to tie up with a couple of cars down there this weekend. The public defender, aka the lawyer, Hurricane Ike, and Gigantor.
Anywhere
on the premises.
They got it. Hey, well, I'm gonna go ahead and start this thing off. Right on off right now then. Can I get anybody to represent anybody who knows somebody, who think they know somebody, any one of them teams, let me see. Tropical Storm Ike, the public defender, a.k.a. the lawyer. Who else you looking for? Gigantor?
Oh, yeah, we talked to them boys. We looking for their ass.
Yeah, we talked to Gigantor already. They all say they were good, so we ain't going to bother them. We gonna get them some time to get their mind right. We're going to get them some time to get their mind right. Hurricane Ike. If anybody can get in contact with Hurricane Ike or their crew, or if anybody on the phone listening, y'all push the one button. Please don't hesitate on pushing the one button, and let's get this thing going.
Only thing you got to do is get Willie down on. Get Willie down
on. Tell him
tell him
push the one button, dog. Let me get dog, push the one button.
Hey, Crew Chief, tell him he get 10% off of this. Listen to Crew Chief show.
We go. Oh, then that's okay. We might as well go ahead and make we get Dog on. Let Dog be the DP man. That way he get his cut.
Dog ain't gonna. Only thing he gonna get is a cut ass if he tell me he gonna bring that shit out there he was talking about last week.
Hold on, we can't talk. I refuse to let you talk about the man while he ain't on the phone. I gotta let him come on and defend himself.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get Willie Donald, Bartholomew Watson III on the phone.
Hey, you can't call his whole name. That's a man's government name. Is you going to call his government name like that?
Hey, man, you know they gave him that name when he left Alabama.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. I got somebody else on. Hey, Gaz, you hear Gaz? What it do, bro?
Ain't nothing. Just chilling.
Man, what's on your mind, man? If you on the show this early, you got to have something on your mind.
Man, you already know. I got to have it. You already know.
Oh, okay. Well, we ain't gonna sing that song. We sang that song. We starting to sound like Sunshine Henderson, man. They done heard it all before, man. We ain't gonna sing that song. We gonna find us a new victim, man. We gonna find us somebody who wanna really do something with us.
Fast by gas. What's going on, Fast?
Hey, none. Just trying to make more and more horsepower. That's all.
Hey, Fast. I got a question for you, Fast.
Talk to me.
Did you see this certain individual with an S10 with diesel pipe sticking out out the side of his truck? This man got diesel exhaust. He went to the diesel shop and got some pipe and it stuck him out the side of his fender. Did you see that?
I seen it on
Facebook.
Yeah.
Mhm. What are you trying to say? Monkey see, monkey do?
It might be something like that.
I don't know about that, Fast, because, boy, look like you ain't got no deal. Yeah.
Hey, Who you talking about, T5? Who you talking about, man? You talking in code. I don't think the listeners know who you really talking about, man.
Man, listen. A.K.A. Lil Dirty Red.
No.
A.K.A. Lil Dirty. Look, we ain't going to call him Red no more. We just going to call him Lil Dirty.
Lil Dirty, get Lil Dirty on the phone, Lil Dirty. Oh, Lord, we going down on him.
Huh?
Hold on, Fab.
Fab, I was just going to tell you, Fab, Coochie told him that last time when he was talking about Lena, Mississippi.
Right,
he was going to lock Coochie in before he leave Lena. Listen, we ain't going down on him. Coochie already told you he going down on Coochie.
Oh,
I'm going to hold him, too.
Listen, you're going to have to hold him because you're going to have to find him because, you know, we left Valosa. He lost the bet. He was supposed to feed me and Coochie. We looked for that motherfucker high. Lord, we was all up under the bed. See, we looking for that bitch in the daytime and the nighttime for us with a flashlight. We couldn't find it there.
He didn't want to get out that chicken either.
You know he going to blame it on the cold weather, man. You know he going to blame it on the cold. Oh, it was cold. I left early.
Ain't nobody tell Dirty Red to come out there to the race with them booty shorts on, man.
hey, leave the man on. Let me see if we get dog on. Lady, were we able to get dog on yet?
I was just going to ask you, you ain't got dog on there yet?
I'm trying to get him. I don't want T5, I'm going a little hard on dog right now. So before
Lady, can you please get Willie Dog Watson Bartholomew III on the phone?
Before he go too hard on the man, I won't at least let the man be on the phone defend himself.
He probably on now. He probably on him. Hey, Gang.
I had to tell everybody what they did this weekend, man. What you did this weekend? Look, I got to ask you how your weekend was, bro. That's something I got to do. I got to ask you how your weekend was.
Oh, it was lovely, man. I spent the weekend with my baby.
We just
cuddled. And she said, you know what? You need to just beat that little red truck and just make sure he don't even say nothing to you no more. I say, man, you want me to let loose on him? I got to tell Coochie to turn it loose then. Well, you know, when she tell me to do something, boy, look at here. I'm going to try to pull a tree out the ground.
Who the hell is that with all that goddamn noise?
Did you ask me to play that motherfucker
on my show?
Who said I see walking in these hoods?
Yeah, motherfuckers, goddammit. Big King got Lil Red Riding Hood. He down there buffing and huffing and waxing that motherfucker up, putting some new shoes on that bitch and some new drawers. We gon' fuck up fast by gas like a motherfucker.
Hey, where the dog Bartholomew Watson the third? Listen here.
Hey, look here, man. I heard you said it now. Coochie, that ain't right now. You ain't supposed to call my full military, my full government name out like that, man.
Hey, listen.
What's up, T-Bot? Hold on. I got to come being disrespectful. How you doing, Coochie, Lady? How y'all doing out there today?
What's going on?
All right, goddamn it, now back to you. T5, you ain't had to call my whole goddamn name. The motherfucker didn't know my name was Bartholomew, man.
Hey, Mr. Dog, listen, tell Ken,
advanced
auto parts do not work on that truck.
Man, I told you, now, I got to be honest now. Ken over there fucking up, man. He over there trying to sell a water pump for a goddamn lawnmower. He never seen a lawnmower with a water pump. So, he don't know what the fuck he doing over there, man.
Tell him that
Lomo
got a Zubarate on it, too.
But I flip and the gigantic crew, them, they don't come on these shows unless you call them, man. That's the only way you're going to get over to them, son, bitch.
But that gigantic crew,
I tell you what, they don't lock out. But if they hit the goddamn track, they motherfuckers will race.
No, we talked to Giganto already. We trying to get Tropical Storm Depression Ike on him.
Well, I ain't want to start no shit, but you know me, being the real objective reporter that I am, you know damn well once they get their head cracked, they're going to take 3 more months before they come back.
Hey, listen, man, we in their hometown, you know, we figured, hey, it wouldn't be a party if we didn't invite them to the damn party, to the shindy.
Well, now, if you want to now, if you really want me to now, I got them, I'll see if I get them on the phone now.
What's your rotary phone, bro?
I say
your rotary phone, bro.
No, not yet. I ain't got a rotary phone. You know, I got a good phone. You know, I usually have a rotary phone. But now, if you want me to call him, I will now.
Go ahead and call him.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get him. Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna see if I can get him. All
right. Well, I'm trying to get out of Tropical Storm Ike. We gonna get down to the bottom of this shit, cause we finna go to the House of Hook and do some unspeakable shit to these motherfuckers down there in the Hook. Goddamn Gigantor, he came down there and tore one asshole. We gonna go down there and tell him 4 or 5 assholes.
Hey,
Ike.
Yeah.
That old goddamn faggot ass T5 and crew chief on the phone. They say they looking for you. Now you on the radio show with them motherfuckers.
That fast by gas too.
No damn T5, man. T5 would have seen me motherfucking 3 years ago.
Okay, well, one thing about it though, I'm coming to your hometown. Is you gonna be there or you gonna be square?
Well, I gotta check the car. The car messed up on me on Sunday. But you know,
okay,
man,
listen, sir, I understand that. That's why I'm giving you a week notice. So there ain't no pressure. I don't know, we trying to bring pressure to your ass. So we giving you a week notice already. So this time next Wednesday on Crew Chief Show, we gonna call you and see if you got that motherfucker figured out.
Man, but you know what? A motherfucker like you, you don't even threaten nobody. Boy, I was thinking just to fuck you up, bring your ass over. You got.
Hey, listen, it's okay. You can. It's okay if you want to fuck me up. But guess what? I'm doing the fucking this time.
Man.
And you just
hold the light, goddamn. Man, you crazy. I'm gonna tell you just like what Dawg used to tell you. Every time they come to a motherfucking Florida, they blow your ass whole lot. Bitch, you come to Georgia, I'm gonna blow your ass whole lot.
Hey, you ain't been raising no hell this year, so you can't blow nobody ass whole lot. You might can blow in somebody's ass, but you ain't raising no hell this year.
That really got started, so therefore you can be the first one on my list to get it.
You already got that. So don't worry about it. Next Wednesday, we can cut this conversation.
No. Let me rephrase that. Yeah, that gun fucked me up, but I'm gonna fuck you up.
Man, listen. Show me you gonna fuck me up and call next Wednesday, or I'm gonna have Mr. Willie Donald Watson by Tommy the Third call you next Wednesday. And we can find out who's going to get fucked up on Wednesday.
Straight out the trailer.
Man, listen, sir.
No, We travel too far to come straight out the trailer.
We might break a shock or something in the trailer or some shit like that. No, we don't come straight out the trailer.
Come straight out the trailer. That's how I'm running, straight out the trailer.
Well, you can come straight out the trailer all you want to. We're going to make us a hit.
I tell you what to do then.
I ain't never seen a cat at his home track. Don't worry, I want to honor you. Only thing we want to do is get to your ass and you want to get to my ass. So, shit, I'm going to make a shake down, make sure my car is right, and then we can get on your ass. That's simple. We ain't got to sit on here all day and honor you about the goddamn straight out the trailer, bro.
I'm gonna paint that elephant, motherfucking yellow, nigga.
You ain't got enough motherfuckers behind you to make me paint no motherfucking elephant, boy.
Boy, you got me fucked up. Hey, dog. Boy, you ain't got no motherfucking soldier with you talking about motherfucking making me tap out. Hey, but hey, dog. To be honest with you, dog, to make a long story short, dog.
Yeah.
You used to keep tall wrestling about no goddamn no races 2 weeks away when my car ain't ready.
It ain't 2 weeks away. It's 1 week.
Well, just call next weekend, goddamn, if I got that pin ready.
Did I tell you that I had it, sir? I told you that. That's why
all
I
right,
didn't.
Then, so
I want you to be aware that I'm looking for your motherfucking ass in the daytime with a flashlight, bitch.
Boy, you got me fucked up.
Okay. Well, I'll see you next Wednesday.
Y'all have a nice night, because I'm in the middle of something. All right,
appreciate it. All right, okay, brother.
Shit.
All right.
Next,
now, that's
Gucci. Since we got the show full, we need to get motherfucking, what is it?
Lil Dirty on the phone.
Who you want?
Lil Dirty.
Who you want?
Lil Dirty.
Lil Buddy. Who is Lil Buddy?
No, Lil Dirty. You don't know who Lil Dirty is?
Dirty.
Oh, Dirty Red. Talking about Dirty Red?
We gave him a new name, Lil Dirty.
Man, Dirty Red ain't gonna bust a motherfucking grape if he had a goddamn a fucking bulldozer running over it, man. Goddamn,
you ain't see that man with them damn diesel packs out the side of that motherfucking F10 on Facebook.
No, I ain't know that what you were talking about. I got to see that.
You ain't bullshit. Y'all hold on, we're finna try to get another motherfucker on here y'all wanna talk to.
Well, y'all go ahead and get another motherfucker. Go ahead and do what you gotta do, dog, because we looking for the goddamn public defender. That's who the fuck we looking for. Well, T-Vi looking for the public defender. And whatever the fuck you say, I'm backing him up to the motherfucking fullest.
Well, fuck T-Vi. No, T-Vi running pretty goddamn good. I got to sneak up on that son of a bitch.
Hey, dog,
I ain't taking my medicine.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
You big, tall, ugly son of a bitch. You on another show, bitch. They over here talking about you. Tell them what Guy Gans is going to do to them motherfuckers.
Man, Gigantor, hold on, let me put a phone on the charger before it go dead.
Yeah, because
I want you to
down in Florida talking that shit, Gigantor. I told him you'd fuck him up.
Hey, put your phone on the charge before it go dead. Alright, listen. I'm going to Dalton. Everybody better not come. They need to stay their fucking ass away. Don't waste your gas money. Don't watch a real motherfucker race.
Was it tell them, Larry, goddamn, we right now, we ain't gonna worry about Darden Land. We worry about these motherfuckers from down in Florida on the phone. I ain't never seen motherfuckers in Florida, that black being in Florida in my life, that they been laying out in the sun. We got two black motherfuckers on there, real black, talking shit, man. T-Fly and that old motherfucking midget crew chief.
Man,
You goddamn, man, goddamn Tony Bond's a dog that made you famous by losing to your ass. They made you famous.
I bet you ain't heard about no fucking T5 nowhere. I bet you that you ain't heard a T5 mention no damn well. I ain't seen you number one fucking time on the internet. And you were so fucking slow, we laughed at you. Fucking
talk to us out of your fire. Don't worry. You're going to get real motherfucking acquainted in another motherfucking week. You're going to get real motherfucking acquainted.
I wasn't going back to the house until they said T5 was going to be there, and that was advice for me. I'm fucking you motherfuckers up. And I'm not like Tony Bond. I'm not going to tell you put up some damn DP and all this bullshit, punk out money. Motherfucker, I'm going to be there. So don't tell me I got to pay to be there. I'm going to be there, motherfucker. I'm going to shit your ass as soon as I come out of the motherfucking car. That's the way you want to do it.
Man, how many Cisco's you had to drink tonight? Because it sounds like you don't have about three of them.
I don't fucking drink. I don't even know what a drunk look like, bitch.
Man, hey, you sound like you don't have a Cisco.
I'm going to give you a good fucking. That's what I'm going to get you.
Go, Larry. Get on that ass, Larry.
Hey, you don't get on
that. Larry.
You just thought I was slow, right? But after I beat your ass, that don't mean you even slower than me, bitch.
That's the problem. You ain't going to beat me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not going to beat you. I'm going to embarrass your ass. When I finish with you, all your 30 motherfuckers you brought with you, all you motherfuckers going to pack up in them goddamn cars and take your ass back to North Carolina.
Hey, T5, where should they cook now? Don't do it. I want to where should they cook now.
No, they ain't going to have no chance to cook now because we're going to blitz their ass and butter their ass up so good. They last going to tell the man, it's just going back to North Carolina, man. We got to get this shit right. We'll be back.
Y'all
no
got
more.
A rude awakening coming to y'all motherfucking ass. Watch, bitch. Don't come crying about. Don't come crying. This motherfucker got Willie Bars on and big
man, we done seen that shit from last week, man. That shit don't motherfucking scale. That's why we calling your ass right now.
You hear it, dog, right?
Yeah, I heard it, man.
I want to hear a motherfucking word, because that's where I always been. And when I whip y'all motherfucker, listen, when I whip y'all at this Saturday, I'm going to take that shit off, and I'm going to come back just like you supposed to be, because you think you're going to beat me again, which you not, with that slow popping shit you got, bitch.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what Tom told me a long time ago. You ever seen a guy sleeping in the woods? You don't fuck with a guy. You fucking with me. I'm fucking with you, but I mean, you better show ain't no guy. I'm the guy. I'm going to show you. What the fuck, y'all got woods? Where y'all at? Huh? Yeah, we got plenty of woods.
Man.
We got woods.
You better go
hide in
the motherfucker.
We got woods.
You better go
hide
in the motherfucker woods then.
Nah. Hey, man. I'm looking for your ass in the daytime with a flashlight, bitch.
I ain't hard to fucking find. I be in every fucking track. I ain't hard to find, bitch.
What do you want to do with Big Low, man?
No, I told you he don't know all these people, man. He's new to the game.
Man.
He got a car just like T5 got that Regal. He got a Regal just like T5.
Oh, he got a Regal too? Oh. Y'all some funny motherfuckers trying to imitate me. Man, take the fastest motherfucker joke in the world. What the fuck you don't understand, you dumb bitches? Funny motherfucker. Hey, you gonna make a career champion, man. You better get fucking lying.
Hey,
you
better
call
Tony Bowser and ask him. Listen, man. Listen. That shit you did last weekend, you didn't show up nothing with that motherfucker. All the band you showed up is how lucky you can get. That's all the band you showed up.
Okay.
How lucky
okay, when you gonna be
get.
A Saturday? When you gonna be a Saturday? You gonna be in Dawson Saturday? I'm gonna be in Dawson.
I'm not gonna be in Dawson.
That's why
I was big boy
playing.
I
you gonna
no
be the house
coming to Dawson Saturday. I didn't even know Dawson
was
looking.
Hey, Larry, everybody they yeah. talking about the race for the night, next week, not this week. They're going to be, all y'all going to be at the House of Hoop this next, the night of March, Larry.
Hey, Don.
Well, you remember Muhammad Ali? I'm just like Muhammad Ali. I'm not fast. I mean, I don't sing like no B. I'm fucking fast, motherfucker, okay? I'm the champion, okay? I'm the champion. You ain't never won three races in a row when you first come out. And watch what I'm going to win. Four motherfuckers when I come down out hooking, I'm going to number four. You hear? You get
that?
That
shit sounds good. Like I said, whatever you got to do to pump yourself up, I want you to keep that shit up for the next 8 days. And I'm going to bless your ass when we get there.
Man, I just can't fucking wait. I wish I could just push it up. I wish I could just snap my fingers and move up them next damn 8 days, bitch.
Yeah. You sound like I'm telling
you,
motherfucker,
you
I wish,
hey,
I wish,
nobody,
you
listen,
sound like I'm telling you,
motherfucker, I
wish,
I
wish. If
you ain't
saying,
I know your name, I know who you are. I don't know a fucking thing about your dumb ass.
Hey, Larry, now, they know you. Yeah. They seen the video, so they know you. So you need to go on YouTube and know them, though, because they're going to be looking for your motherfucking ass.
I can't find nothing to say T5, and what was the other motherfucker called?
Coochie.
Yeah, Coochie.
And Big Low.
Coochie, I'm...
Who? It's his show tonight, Larry. It's his show.
Oh, his show? Oh, okay, well, fuck your show, motherfucker. You ain't no damn problem.
Hey, you can't have the laugh at a retarded motherfucker. This motherfucker is got to be retarded.
Motherfucker, I'm going to go in there and interrupt his motherfucking show. What a motherfucker. Show me what he can do Saturday, okay? When I see that bitch Saturday, I'm running all over his motherfucking ass, okay? And don't you motherfuckers try to push to get up to the king. I'm the king. I'm going to take y'all as I need to take y'all, okay? Flip a coin. Y'all four motherfuckers line up. That's T5, Crew Chief, your ass, dumb ass motherfucker, whatever your name is, Tony Vines. All you motherfuckers, I'm going straight to your ass. Okay?
This motherfucker went crazy, man.
Hey, Larry, only thing I can tell you, that shit sound good. You make it sound even better with that slow-ass goddamn voice you got. Or we going to show your ass.
That motherfucker sound like he done drunk three Ciscos already, man.
Man, I'm telling you. Stay away
okay.
from fire because you're going to get fucking burnt. When I go to second gear, your ass is finished. That's it.
When you go to say,
hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, tell them about them big stove pipes I got hanging out the side.
Yeah, you got some big ones hanging out there, brother.
Hey, dog. That bitch
got that Jesus. That motherfucker when I leave.
Yeah, you a bad motherfucker, though.
Hey, dog. That bitch got them diesel pipes hanging out the side of that motherfucker. He ain't got no.
Yeah, I know. And he going to blow some smoke on your ass, too, man.
Hey, he ain't going to blow no smoke on my ass. He going to be behind me, dog.
Hey, dog.
Hey, don't y'all mess my money up, man.
Hey, ain't gonna fuck your money up, dog. We ain't gonna mess your money up. This slow cut talking motherfucker right here, man.
Look at Larry. He just, like I said, he just getting into the game, man. He a big old motherfucker, but he one of the best motherfuckers in the game. But Larry, get on them motherfuckers' ass. Fuck it. Tell them who you is. You gigantic, bitch.
I am Giganto, the fastest juke in the whole wide world. We're going to be at Dawson Saturday, and the father's going to go back to Hopper Hoop and claim my fucking belt. Tell Tony Bynes he better bring that motherfucker, because he can't hold no fucking belt to the house. okay? A fighter is made to be won by a champion. He ain't no motherfucking champion. Well, that's what somebody better read.
Hey, dog.
Somebody calling dog.
Yo!
Dog, hey, this is Bad Company Brian from Detroit.
Hey, man. Damn, them motherfuckers unmuted my goddamn
name. Man, we hear you, motherfucker. Hey, dog, we hear you.
I goddamn it, didn't. Brian,
we can hear you, dog.
Muted my goddamn mic. Ain't this a bitch?
He wanted his mic to be muted. Hey, he wanted his mic to be muted, QG. He wanted to be muted.
Hey, ain't about to mute. Ain't about to mute that motherfucker mic. That's that rotary he got. Motherfucker keep blanking out on his ass.
Now, nah, keep quiet. Don't y'all know when a motherfucker come on there that you don't want to fuck with, you may like your mic muted, motherfucker. What's up, Brian?
Oh shit! I was wondering what's going on. Is there any surprises you said you got for me for next weekend?
God damn it! Can't you wait till you get here, motherfucker? You gonna get your surprise? God damn it! I'm gonna teach you.
Well, I had a couple people calling me saying that you're gonna whoop up on us.
You're gonna run over your ass down here.
What's up with us 7-Up? I can't get that race.
I ain't got nothing to do with 7-Up, motherfucker. I drink Pepsi. I don't even like fucking 7-Up.
That's a diet coke. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, buddy? The Scoochie.
What's up?
Hey,
nice to cut y'all off. Hey, Larry, y'all need to thing up from Gargantuan. Larry, you ready? You through, Larry? You ain't got nothing else to say right quick, bro?
I ain't got nothing to say to these motherfuckers because they ain't nobody. I talk to real people.
All right, well, okay, man, we finna kick you off then, man. We appreciate you coming on, okay, bro? All
right.
All right, take care, man.
Cool. Hey, Brian.
What's up, Crew Chief?
What's up, buddy? What's going on, man? Where you from? Where you say you from again?
I'm from Detroit.
You from Detroit. What you got, man? What kind of car you got?
Black Mustang
came out here and went out and he got his asshole blown out.
He got his asshole blown out. You got a Mustang. What you got, a Nike car?
Yeah, I got a small block nitrous. It's got 28s on it. No bars.
Small block nitrous, 28. No wheelie bars.
Yes, sir.
You going to be to the House of Hook when on the night?
Yeah, I'm going to be down there for my kills event next week. I'm currently still putting the car together. I hit the wall when I was down in Lena. And,
you hit the wall twice.
Yeah, I seen it. The black one. The black, matted black one. Hey, Coochie.
Yep.
We might have a little small block. I might want to play with him a little bit.
Okay. That's what's up. That's why I was trying to see. I was trying to check his resume, you know what I mean, to see if he was going to be there, you know, how he was going to be sitting. You know, so we might can accommodate him, give him something he's looking for.
Yeah. I want to race. I went down to Lena. I tried to get in some action. I ended up racing CC, and I spun and hit the wall. It didn't work out too well for me.
Sorry about that. You know, you reckon. I don't like to see nobody, you know, tear their shit up or nothing. But
we're not used to running your guys' program, you know, with the no bars and small tires. So trying to accommodate you guys, and we don't get to test like you guys do. It's snowing up here, so we're trying to do it for your guys' requirements. So there ain't no bickering.
Hold on, Brian. You got to tell the whole story. Let them know you came down here and tested, goddammit, for 2 weeks.
Oh, I did. I was at the House of Hook. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. But I'm, you know, I'm 28, no bars. I mean, it is what it is. It worked good at the House of Hook, but it didn't work too well at Lena. But you know, Lena track wasn't that good either.
Well, we ain't got nothing to do with that. We ain't got nothing to do with that. That's why they call it tune. You got to tune your shit and go down the track. And
100%.
I got nothing to say about how the track was over there. But I got a word of advice for you, Mr. Brian.
Yes.
You know, you are aware that you called into a Grudge Talk radio show, right?
Yes.
Okay, you gotta quit sounding so goddamn white on the phone, brother. You gotta put some bass in your voice. Hey, like you mad at a motherfucker.
I tried to say something up with Don earlier, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. So I ain't gonna keep poking at the man if he don't want to get down.
He know the game. The other guy got gotcha. He don't know the game, but Brian, he know the goddamn game, Crew Chief.
Okay. Well, I haven't met him. I'm yet to meet him. I'm pretty sure if he's gonna be there on the night, I'll get a chance to meet him. And But I was just giving some advice. He on the phone sounding all happy and shit, like he headed to Disney World, and we on the goddamn Grudge Talk Radio.
Well, blow his asshole out of here, straighten up.
Yeah, someone with a small block come do something to me. I'm waiting.
Okay,
does that little pickup truck want to do something?
Hey, that's a good possibility.
Get his ass, crew chief.
It's a good possibility.
Get his ass, crew chief.
It's a very good possibility that we can get something going.
Hey, Brian, now, you know he got the yellow truck, man. You weren't talking about the red truck. You talking about the yellow truck, right?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about the yellow truck.
No. Yellow truck. See, when he said truck, Coochie, he thought he was talking about Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they got a truck called Fastback.
What's the yellow truck? How's the yellow truck set?
The same way Little Red Riding Hood. They're identical.
They got a small block in it?
They identical, goddammit. Didn't I say, you know what identical is, motherfucker?
It can be identical right now, and you fucking do a little flip flop by next week. I know
man,
how you guys
do.
They don't do
no
flip flop. It's a small block truck, just like Little Red Rider. They both the same, identical. The only difference in them, they got different colors.
And it's 28 no bars.
I just said identical, motherfucker.
Well, let's do something. I'll take the yellow truck, the red truck, and 7-Up.
Hey, dog. Oh, dog. You know what it is, dog. Dog, listen. Dog, you know the man. He is from North Carolina, so you got to take it easy on him. Even though he ain't from North Carolina, is any time you done explain this shit to this man, he got to be from North Carolina.
No, I got to ask, because if I don't ask, you guys are going to pull some whoop-de-woo shit on me.
Right, Brian, we know all the tricks. When we say identical, okay, we said identical, that means you know Little Red Riding Hood is on 28, small block. It's a red, though. Okay, that truck is on 28, small block, but it's yellow.
Well, let's do something.
What's the problem? I'm going to check. Hey, when you going to be at the hook, man?
You'll be down there.
I'll be down there for next week on the 9th, Saturday.
Okay, you going to come Saturday? You coming in that Saturday?
I'll be there Friday. I'll be leaving here Thursday. It takes me about 13 hours to get there.
Okay, well, when you get to the hook on Friday, you find the first yellow S10 with small block and 28s on it, and you just slide over there to the trailer, and come see me, brother. I mean,
no problem. And this is crew chief I'm talking to?
Yeah, this crew chief.
Right. Okay. No problem.
We ain't gonna be hard to find, brother. We ain't gonna be hard to motherfucking find.
That's right.
Well, I hope so. And if you guys can get Tony on the phone, I'd like to know if I can get something going on with 7-Up.
Okay, well,
hold on.
Tony Bonner.
See, him and Tony was already locked in to do something. I think Tony paid him to punk out.
If we can get him on the phone? You want to get Tony Bonner on the phone?
Yeah, me and him were going to run before, but we didn't end up running, you know, for whatever reasons. It is what it is. So I'd still like to get that race off if possible.
Well, let me see if I can get Lady A. Lady A.
Yes, I'm here. I'll get him on just a moment.
All right.
Hey, Lady A, did you get Lil Red on the phone? Lil Dirty?
I'm on.
Hey, what's going on, Lil Dirty?
I'm on the line.
Lil Dirty, what's
going
on?
Hey,
Lil
Dirty, man, we've been looking for your ass in the daytime with a flashlight, and we even had Willie Dog. My Dollar Mule Watson III looking for your ass.
That's my stepson, y'all. Hey, crew chief, still on the phone right quick.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, bro. What's up?
Hey, check your message, man. Check your message.
Okay.
I'm in here, T5. I'm in here.
Hey, man, listen. Look at it. I got to tell this.
Yes,
sir. I got to tell it to you while Dog on the phone, too, because we got an elder on the phone, right? Dirty Red. Look here, Dirty Red.
Yeah.
Now, Dog and myself, we friends, but we race. We enemies, right? Once a man say, listen, man, I'm going to take you to eat. Dog already tell me, listen, bitch, just get off right here 5B and motherfucker make it right. I'm sitting right here at the Waffle House in the third row back. In the motherfucking booth waiting on you, right? Now, you, on the other hand, Dirty Red, made a bet with me and Coochie, and we still fucking hungry.
Damn right. Hey, he left it there. He left it there. Track early. I caught the motherfucker down there.
I had to leave early.
I had a woman with a car in the back of the trailer, man. I caught this on, bitch.
Hey, Dog, I got a text for you a minute ago.
got a text from me.
Yeah, Wayne from Never Scared told me to tell you, shut the fuck up.
Tell Wayne to suck a fat baby's dick because I told him he got the bad cry if he wanted to come down here this weekend tonight.
With what, Little Red Riding Hood?
Yes, with the white trash. He got the bad motherfucking top.
Why can't we lock in?
Sir, I'm trying not to expose you, so leave me alone, sir, before I expose your ass now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, T5, y'all coming down any weekend?
No, man, listen, I can't make it this weekend. My son got the states. The basketball is the last little deal for basketball. It's states this weekend up in Lakeland,
okay.
Florida. So I ain't going to be down. That's why I ain't going to the David Flores thing. And I got to go support my son.
Okay.
And we gonna be down the House of Hook on the 9th. What about you, sir?
I know I ain't gonna make that right. I'm gonna be out of time then weekend.
Dirty Red, you've been dodging, goddamn.
Oh,
you gotta run either goddamn crew chief or myself, not Dirty Red. Even if you get your ass whooped, man, you gotta
put
your
ass
otherwise we're
gonna
stop talking to your motherfucker, man.
Dog, hold on, dog.
I'm still working.
I can't let you be exposed like that, dog. Hold on. Now, Dirty Red, let me ask you a question, sir. Hold on, dog. I'm gonna try to help you out, dog. So I don't want you to not take your medicine tomorrow and call on another show and turn the red up, right, dog? So listen to me, dog. Listen, now, get away. You say you're gonna be out of town. When you leaving to go out of town, sir?
I'm leaving that Thursday. I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, you try to miss that Thursday.
Hey, ain't you black motherfuckers that learned about that goddamn ship in that damn water, you black motherfuckers? Y'all Negroes came over here in that goddamn ship. You all got the network. Did you just see that goddamn ship down in Alabama? Had to stay out on the goddamn ocean for 5 days. They had white folks shitting in bags and shit. You know goddamn well what they going to do to a black motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't going to do like them, dog. I'm going to hang my ass over the edge of the ship. I got to go.
Hey, Dr. Ray, we ain't going to bash you about your trip, right? But as long as you tell me you're going with your old lady and not a bunch of boys, we going to let you slide.
Yeah. Hey, is Big Liz going with you?
Oh, no.
Big Liz going with you?
No, dog. I tried to get her to go with me. She wouldn't go.
Good. Well, I know I got a whole week with her then. Goddamn. Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Ray. Hey, Dr. Ray. You got to cut this shit out now, man. You got to cut this shit out. This shit don't make no sense. You dodged 8 months last year and look like you finna dodge 12 months this year.
You ain't lying now.
Hey, I'm trying, man. I'm trying. You know, I got some bad people down that way. I'm trying.
Hey, man, you should have been
there. I'm
trying. You should have been new by now. You had some bad motherfuckers on your side, man, because... Oh, you ain't did nothing.
I don't swap now, though. I don't swap now, so it's a speedy process now. I don't swap now, you know.
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, Brian, still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian, did y'all get the car fixed and everything, man?
It's being worked on right now. It'll be cutting it close, but we're going to make it.
Goddamn, Brian. Hey, dog.
You.
Man, this sounds like to me. He said he got a small block 28. Sound like he need to be trying to raise Big Ball Factor to somebody with that.
Yeah. I love that end, goddammit. I don't even have to call Big Ball. What you want to do, Brian?
Oh, you call Big Ball and ask him about that, and I want to have a laugh with you.
Lock in 500 on 25 or better. I ain't got to call nobody.
You sure?
What the fuck I said? If I don't, I owe you $500, bitch.
Well, you better fucking go to the bank and get $500.
You want to lock Big Ball in?
Big Ball, me and Big Ball ain't going to race, and he ain't going to be at the event. I already talked to him earlier.
Well,
why don't you quit trying to stick someone else on me and do this shit your damn self?
Hold on a minute now. What Brian is saying is right.
I want both those trucks and 7-Up right now.
Can one of us talk at a time? Can one of us talk at a time? Go ahead, Brian.
I'll show you one car later.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, dog, before you say that, I got to go out and say you done made Vanilla Ice hot now. Vanilla Ice done got hot, so shit.
Okay, all I'm got to say is, you're right, Big Ball won't be there. But when is anybody on this motherfucking phone seen Big Ball drive a motherfucking car? His goddamn car be there, motherfucker, with the drive and everything else be there. Fuck Big Ball. Goddamn right, he won't be there, but his car will.
Uh-oh.
He tried to talk your way out of there, dog.
Big I ain't talking about where I'm. Goddamn thing,
Ball,
I'm ready to
his
lock
car
the
will
in.
Not be at that event.
Shit. I damn it. If I tell Big Ball to shit, all he do is squat and ask what color. I run that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, if you don't believe it, I get him on the phone. He'll tell you. Let me get on the motherfucking phone. Talk about you trying to be. Don't try to be friends with a motherfucker that's going to whip that ass.
Get him on the phone, dog.
Are you ready to lock something in with your own car yet, or are you just going to keep running your mouth?
Lock in, lock in 500 on 25 or better.
On what?
With my car.
With what car do you have?
You hold on a minute. Crew chief, will you straighten this motherfucking rookie up?
Man,
he
listen,
said lock
man,
in with my car. I said okay,
you
my
lock
car.
Lock in with his car. He said okay, 500 on 25 or better. Do you want to lock in? Yes or no? That's simple as that.
Thank you.
I need to know what his car is.
Well, what the fuck you going to ask me about my car for if you don't know what kind of car I got?
Did you hear yourself? I just asked you what kind of car do you have.
No. You told me to lock in with my car. That's what the fuck you said. I hear you real good. You said lock in
lock
with my car.
Yeah,
said,
and I'm
okay,
asking
right
you
now,
what car do you have? What car do you have?
My car.
Okay. I'm not going to sit here and play games. I will lock in. I'll lock in 5 on 2 or better on the fucking 7-Up, on the yellow truck, and on the red truck.
I told you, I got no control over none of those trucks or cars you just
okay,
called.
Well, then tell me what your car is, and I'll tell you if I'm going to lock in. You guys won't lock in with shit that you don't know nothing about, so don't sit here and try to push this shit around like I'm the only person that does that.
My car, everybody on this phone know what kind of car I got. I got a 69 Camaro called Smokey.
And? What power
is
it? What size? Tire?
I'm ready to lock the fuck in.
If it's got a small block in 28s, then lock in.
I don't know what a small block is. I have to take
exactly.
To make my dick hard, so I don't know what that small block is. Yeah, I told you. I gave you some props and told Crew Chief you know how to play the game. Now you sure not. You didn't even go to goddamn kindergarten.
Hey. I'm willing to lock it. Anybody on the phone on 28th and a small block when you get down. You
yeah,
guys here tell me that you got these trucks,
you
got these cars,
me,
you got everything.
I don't
everything.
Got no small block, and
hey,
I don't got no motherfucking 28th.
Hey, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the only reason I haven't locked you in is because I've never seen your car. That's why I say come to the trailer when you get there. I don't want to be batting off.
Well, that's understandable, but I mean, this is Crew Chief I'm speaking with, correct?
Yes, this is me.
Yeah, I've seen your car or your truck down in Lena, and it ain't no slouch. I mean, but in the end of the day, it's a small block.
Listen,
you know, it's in 28.
You ain't seen my truck in Lena because I ain't have my truck in Lena.
Crew Chief, we're not in Lena.
No, I'm talking about Little Red Riding Hood.
I own Little Red Riding Hood.
Crew Chief owned Little Red Riding Hood.
No. That, you're talking about that 007 mill. That's a whole other camp from that way. I'm from Florida, brother.
See, Brian, I'm the only one driving Little Red Riding this dog. I drive Little Red Riding Hood.
Right. I thought that was your truck. That's why
No.
I
just
drive
my truck. I don't own no goddamn pickup truck.
Okay, so who's the guy from Florida? What do you have again?
Crew Chief, what you're talking to now. That's Crew Chief with the yellow truck that just like Little Red Riding. They both twins.
Okay.
They could be twins. Crew
Chief
got the yellow truck from Florida. The red truck is the one I drive in Tony Vine and Primetime have that was in the
right.
That you seen.
Right. Okay. Well, I've seen Tony and all you guys, but I've never myself seen the yellow truck, just like you've never seen my car.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason I won't lock you in.
Brian. That's what you call smart. If you don't know what the fuck you're jumping into, don't jump into that goddamn wall or the goddamn swimming pool from the diving boat. You don't know no goddamn water in the motherfucker or not.
Hey, let me ask you this question, Brian. You said you was getting ready to run CC and you hit the wall, right?
Yeah.
Don't CC got a big block?
No. He did run CC and hit the wall. He did run CC.
Yeah, we lined up and I went out about 60, 70 feet and spun and hit the wall.
Okay, CC got a big block in his car, right?
Yes, he does.
I ain't got no business fucking with you, man. Straight up. I ain't got that kind of small block. I ain't got no business fucking with you.
Well, I don't know what else to say.
But if you're interested in running big blocks, I might have a big block on, a big block there on 28 that you can get on that you might can do something with.
It all depends on any track condition in any day. The only reason why I felt I even had a chance was, like I said, because that track wasn't that great that day. So I felt that I had a slight chance because I didn't get to see him make one clean hit.
Now you're telling the truth now. He ain't lying about that. But see, what happened is what Crew Chief saying, he knows CC and him. He said, if you fucking with CC and him, he ain't got no fucking business fucking you with that truck. That's basically what he's trying to tell you, Brian.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm trying to tell him that that track was the equalizer, that CC was having issues getting down that track. I don't care to run big blocks, but if I'm at a track and I think I can cover someone regardless of what they got, I'll race them.
Okay.
I can't say that, Coochie. That motherfucker will race now. He don't give a fuck about racing now.
My car has yet to even make a clean hit. I mean, Dog seen it down at the House of Hook about 3 weeks ago. That was the first time the car was out.
Whoa.
I took it to Lena and hit the wall twice. So I myself don't even know what the hell my car is going to do, nor does anyone else.
Listen, bro, you ain't got to convince me. I done said what I had to say. I'm not fucking with you. If you fucking with a big block, I'm not fucking with you. But I might have a car there that we might do something with. And that's just how it is. That's just how it is. That's what it is. I look forward to meeting you on the 8th, brother.
Nice.
I'll be there.
So, you know, with that being said, you ain't got to convince me on that motherfucker 8th. I ain't fucking with no big block. You got a big block. The only way I fuck with a big block, I got to be getting the head up brakes. You get me? If you let me tap out that motherfucker, then goddamn me, I'm going to try that shit. But outside of that, I ain't fucking with it. Oh, no.
Well, I drove 17 hours to race, and that was the only race I could get. So I guess you and I are different in that aspect. I was supposed to run Tony Bynes, but that race didn't happen, and I wanted to get something off.
You see, Brad, not to be funny, though. That, I understand you, though. That's the best way to do to try to get a damn, to try to get your a race locked in before you get in. Because, you know, that's the way it go, man. Then if you don't have a race locked in, all you're doing is shooting dice coming down and hoping you can get a race. That don't mean you're going to get in there, no, bro.
I might not, but they got that shootout, so who knows.
Right. You got the shootout. You're right.
Yeah. I'm going regardless because I need to test the car. But like you said, it's nice to have something locked in. It just hypes it up a little bit more.
Yeah, and in this case, right, you're right, Brian. You it's a free entry into that shootout for the 28, so you still it's a win-win situation. If you get a grudge race, good. And if you don't get there, you still got the 28-inch tire race you can get in, bro.
Yeah. It's going to be a good event.
Hey, being that we talking about this 28 tire shootout, I'm going to bring my main man, Big Low, down to Jackson, South Carolina. We're going to get in that shootout. And every motherfucker we line up with, I want y'all to have some motherfucking money in your hand, whether it's $100, $500, $1,000, $2,000. Have some fucking money in your hand. So we want to grudge every motherfucker we line up with in that.
Hey, well, Crew Chief, you know, if y'all run upside the white boys, you know me and Big Low got a standing bet. I'll be right there to collect.
Ain't no fucking problem. We ain't got no problem.
I've been collecting ever since y'all been fucking with him.
Man, listen,
hey, dog,
I ain't got no
dog.
Problem with that.
Hey, dog, you done got my dollar twice. No, you know you done got my dollar twice, dog.
Yeah,
you know,
I got his ass. I'm gonna continue to get his motherfucking ass.
Okay, but check this out. Hey, hold, Coochie, hold. Dog, show me you a gambler, dog, and gambler nothing on that shit there, bitch.
No, motherfucker. I'm just like the old motherfucker in the whole house. I fuck one of them at a time. Ain't you should be trying to fuck two.
Hey, dog. Show me you gamble, bitch.
Hey, T5, you done took my goddamn word and you make it sound bad to me, bitch.
hey, dog. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Coochie, don't disrespect me like that. My name is Bartholomew.
Okay, but I can't even say that shit, Bartholomew. Or how the fuck you say it? I can't even pronounce that crazy ass shit, man. I'm going to just call you dog, man. I'm going to call you what I always know you, but I ain't know no goddamn Bartholomew or whatever the fuck your name is. Dog,
You, the only thing I got to say, you keep that standing there with Big Lo, and I guarantee you're going to start paying the fuck up.
It's all I got to say, every time Big Lo lied aside them white boys, I'm going to go there and tap him on the shoulder. Don't you know black as Big Lo is, he feed white folks, you know he's scared of white folks, man.
Man,
and Crew Chief, black as you is, Brian, that motherfucker so goddamn white, I don't even think he can get a suntan. That's a, I think he must be, he got freckles or some shit, because that bitch don't even tan.
Hey, yeah, he up there in the cold, man. If he was up there, if I was up there in the cold, I'd probably damn near be white as him.
Hey, and the bitch got red hair, man.
Oh, he redheaded.
Hey, so what you say? He look like Chucky?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah.
Hey,
that's exactly who I look like.
Hey, that means we got to treat him like a redheaded stepchild when he get down there to the hook, man. We
gotta, I'm talking about the cocky now. He's a cocky son of a bitch now. He's a cocky motherfucker now.
Man, you know, we don't care. That's what we want. That's what we want.
Lock him in with Lo.
We want him cocky. Cause, you
hey,
know,
hey,
cocky.
You know who's doing on his car, don't you?
Who?
Chris Tootin.
We don't give a fuck.
I'm just making
Chris
note.
Tootin, man, Chris Tootin, the turbo man. God damn it. Fuck that. He can come on. Chris Tootin.
Well, if I'm from
Tootin
the north, I don't know what I'm doing, and Chris Tootin can't mess nitrous, then why don't we go ahead and lock something in right now?
Man, listen. Say what? Say that
what
again, white
want?
Guy. Say that again, white guy.
Why am I having an issue with the small blocks on here getting a race with me? If I'm from the north, Chris Tootin is a turbo guy. I don't get
okay.
it.
I ain't got that kind
of point,
Danny. I don't have that kind of small block you got, sir.
He got a point too.
You can only say what you say. I mean, you really don't know.
I don't have it. I'm telling you.
Hey, Coochie, they made a video
you.
On YouTube. You might want to look at it.
I'm gonna go look at the video, but I'm telling you, I don't have that type of small block. But what I can do, I can accommodate with you a big block on 28.
But what is that? If you have a small block and I have a small block, how are you going to say I'm not going to do that, but I have a big block? Only base you guys going off of is because I tried running CC and I moved 60 feet. So what does that even say? It's not like we raced and he barely beat me or I beat him. Whatever you're saying has no validation to it.
I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. How about that? Maybe if you keep that motherfucker off the wall, you might win some.
There you go. I can't drive. I got a turbo guy tuning my shit and I'm from the north.
You a gambling man, right?
One thing's for certain, I may have a pocket full of money, and I'm trying to get down.
You a gambling man, right? I'm trying to lighten that pocket up for you. You a
yeah,
gambling man,
yeah, I'm trying
man,
to
right?
lock in with that yellow truck that I ain't never seen.
Okay, I'm trying to lock you over my big block you ain't never seen.
Exactly.
So what's
now,
the
what is that? What's the problem? Is it's a big block. That's the problem. I want to run a small block. You mean
okay.
to tell me you're scared from some guy up in the north? All you guys say nothing, but we can't get down with no bars. We can't do this. We can't do this. I built my car for your guys' accommodation, and now you want to come at me with a big block.
Hey, buddy. Hey, you want to step to the big block with that small motherfucker. I dare not step to a big block with that motherfucker. I got a street.
Well, then I guess we know who has a set of balls between you and I, don't we?
You goddamn right. Apparently your balls are bigger than mine, white guy.
Hey, Coochie, you can't talk to him like that now, Coochie. Don't talk to him like that. He a dumb motherfucker, but don't call him that.
Man, listen,
you
man.
You tell me what you want. I just want to take your money.
Grab
I don't care what you
radio,
say.
Man. Listen. You
I do it
with
somebody
got...
by heels and think we don't know what
nah,
we're
doing. No, man, no, it's not. Yeah, we just bullshit. We just shooting the shit for all the listeners. This ain't nothing personal. This is what we do. This is Grudge Talk Radio. Hey,
you ain't
got
to explain that to me. I already know it.
No, we got, you know, we just want to make sure. You never know who might just tune in.
Yeah,
and
we don't
want to
offend nobody.
Anyway.
We definitely don't want to. Hey, dog, I appreciate that, dog. Thank you, brother. But,
hey,
Coochie,
I thought we had dog on the phone, man, for his knowledge, wisdom and knowledge.
Exactly. Hey, dog, keep us in line. But it's all good. But my man over here, Brian, said he's a gambling man. Show me you're a gambling man. I got a G body. I ain't got a Mustang. I got a G body. That's 3,100 pounds with a big block in it on 28. Now, what the fuck you want to do?
I want to run that truck. Run me with a truck, and I run you with a G body for the same price. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, we might can do that. God damn it. We might can do that. How about
God
this?
You want me to gamble? I want you to gamble.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
Crew Chief.
Yo.
Listen. The man got a badass car that I seen on the thing, right?
So now you, he done drove all these miles to travel, right? So I say he let you tear out of there with that little truck, man.
Yeah, I'll try that.
I mean, the way I look at it is if you say that you're gambling racing me, but I don't know that. For all I know, I have no idea what you have. Take the gamble with me with the truck,
man,
and I'll take the gamble with the G-Body.
Listen, let me explain something to you. Like Dog said, if you seen Little Red Riding Hood, you seen that yellow truck. Them bitches look identical. Only thing different is the color of them motherfuckers.
And I seen what that truck did to the other car from Detroit.
No, y'all claim he bunted the tires off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So now, with that being said, like my man Fire say, yeah, I'll take the break.
I'm sure you would, but I ain't giving it.
Oh, okay. Shit, I'll take the back door then, goddamn.
No, Crew Chief. I ain't asking for nothing from you. Run me head up with that yellow truck.
Hey, Crew Chief, I'm going to say one more thing, Crew Chief. They talking shit and everything, but trust me, hey, Crew Chief, they some class act guys, man. They're some good guys, bro.
All right. So I heard somebody
I'll put it
else
this way. I'm driving down there to the race. Everyone knows that. Run me head up with
okay,
the truck, and I'll run you head up with the G-Body.
Yeah, you still on, bro. You still on. Who's that?
Name Brian, ain't it?
Yeah, his name's Brian.
Yes, Brian from
you
Detroit.
Said you, run, you said you tried to find a raid with Stocks and Smitty Small Block on 28.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I got somebody want to speak to you. I got to get him in right quick. He trying to lock you. Want to lock you in for that day?
Dirty Red.
Yeah.
What?
Dirty Red. Who you trying to get in the run? So we won't be wasting time. Who you trying to get in the run?
Eric wanted to holler at him.
Oh, you talking about Eric from Florida?
Yeah.
With the wagon?
No, with the Mustang.
You talking about Eric, the short Eric that drive the wagon on too, right?
Yeah, him.
Hey, hey Brian, not trying to be funny. That'll be a good race if they want to do it. Get his ass on,
well,
motherfucker.
If it's a small block in 28, no bars, I'll run them. But just so you guys know, mine is not stock suspension. I do have a ladder bar. So I'm not saying that he has
matter.
To have stock suspension, just so you know.
Okay, it don't matter.
Yeah. I'm just getting that money for you wasting your
time.
Get him on.
Don't talk us the goddamn thing.
Hold on a second. I'm finna get him on.
Poochie, you ain't got no more callers on this motherfucker tonight?
Man, I don't even know. Hey, you know? You know, I'll be trying to bother Lil A too tough. You know,
what I'm saying is, the way you should do it is, you don't. She need to let you know. Otherwise, we can talk all night. But if you got somebody with the hand up, she need to break in and let us know this and shit. So you know, so we can
let
always get the call.
Let them wait
all night.
Man, Lady A probably ain't even listening, man. Cause I done called her name and she ain't said nothing yet. She might be feeding the baby or something. Lady A.
Yo, she got me in. She got me in this little Carter, y'all. I just been sitting here listening.
She got me in.
Okay, well, see, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all can talk. We just talking about we didn't want nobody else wanted to say shit.
I like
we
this.
Just we
the doggy.
I'm letting the action flow. That's all I'm doing. I ain't doing nothing myself. Shit.
Okay, I appreciate it. Damn, that damn little Carter done got to be a goddamn it. He on every goddamn show, and he must ain't got no woman.
Hey, dog.
I'm on a break right now.
Yeah.
Where little Tony been at, man? Where little Tony?
Well, the fuck he at? Let him stay, cause all he is him and DJ Grant and Buck Naked. They running 1, 2, 3 for the funk out. All them bitches do is pay funk outs.
Hey, dog,
hey, man.
You hard, dog.
I'm the real objective reporter. I gotta call it the way I see it, the way it is. I can't be one way. If a motherfucker getting fucked up and ain't doing the right thing, I'm going to tell it on them motherfuckers. Them bitches running 1, 2, and 3 in punk house. Every fucking race they done locked in, them bitches done paid the punk out.
Hey, dog.
Okay, now, dog. Hey, dog, listen here. Lady A, get back on this phone. I got this lady. Down on your ass, Tony. Get on the phone and defend
yourself. If Lil Tony, you talking about Lil Tony from up the state, Lil Tony?
Yeah.
Shit, he paid me the punk out. Get that bitch on the phone.
Hey, lady. Hold on. Y'all keep talking. Right, let me get there.
Somebody
on the phone. If I don't bite my motherfucking tongue, get that motherfucking pretty bitch on the phone, a pretty lip motherfucker.
Hey, dog, no, you like them old coons, huh? You don't chew your cabbage twice, huh?
You know the deal, Hey, these young cats, they don't know what you're talking about.
Dog, you sort of like the referee, huh?
Hey, you know, I keep it straight, man. I mean, motherfuckers, see, that's what a lot of bitches might not like me, but they respect me because they said, well, that motherfucker, he was telling the truth, though.
Dirty Red, your ear back on the phone yet?
Man, Dirty Red faggot ass ain't gonna get nobody on the phone. He don't race it. He don't know damn no fucking that do race.
I'm back on the damn line, dog. Shut the hell up.
And I bet you ain't got the motherfucker on the phone, bitch.
No,
I watch this. Where Eric at?
I ain't know the call back, but I got somebody.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
so we don't give a fuck
whether
you on the phone or not, you little old goddamn smut faced son of a bitch.
Hey, I got him out on the phone. They can't lock the car in, though, so I got him on the...
Now, Dirty Red didn't fold place for that punk out playing money, too. Now, he didn't fold place.
No, the hell. Hey, Dirty Red. Yeah. Dirty Red. The person, you got, they on the phone right now? Yeah. You take phone on me, Dave.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Who we speaking with?
This is Cinderella Man. What's going on?
Cinderella Man. Okay, what's going on, Cinderella Man?
Is that you, Big What?
Not a whole lot.
This dog,
what's going on,
Cinderella Man, that's you?
Yeah, that's really me.
Well, yeah, they must have woke your big ass up.
He was hibernating, dog. I had to go in the woods and get him.
Okay, all right. Let him and Brian talk.
Who on here talking like a bear?
That's Brian. His name's Brian. With them boys out of Detroit. Brian, you still on?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Is this the guy that you guys were calling from Florida or whatever?
I'm the shit talker and everything else. You can bank on it if I say it because I know what's going on.
Well, no, I didn't know who I was talking to. If this was the guy that they were calling to get a race set up for me, is this car a class car?
No, it's not a class car. It's a grudge car.
No,
right, because I had got a text that I was told it was the Ultimate Street class car.
Damn the class car! We trying to lock your ass in.
Do what?
I mean, we got, you know, all it is a small block stock suspension, man, on 28. I mean.
Hold on, Cinderella, man. Talk to him like you be talking when you at the gas talk. He going to talk shit to you in a minute.
I'm going to talk all I want. No one tells me how to talk. I want to know, is this a class car?
I'm already getting shit for running
a big block that I rolled 60 feet out. You guys ain't going to sucker me into running a damn class car, so then next time I ask to run someone,
you ran a class car.
Shit,
No, what he's saying is, if it's a class car, you're right. The man trying to, when you're doing these long-distance lock-ins, if the man asks you if it's a class car, if it is a class car, you need to tell him. That way, y'all, he said he's not running a class car. And I don't blame him.
It's a class leg rug car.
Trying to bullshit. It ain't about no trickery tonight. Ain't nothing wrong with tricking somebody, but the man specifically asked you if it was a class car. If it's a class goddamn car, then the man ain't finna run that shit.
That's what we tell him now. It's a class. It don't been in a class, folks.
This recently. When was the last time that car has posted its time on the board?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has in the past. Yes.
Was you in Valdosta this past week?
Yes, that car was in Valdosta this past week.
All right, don't. Okay. Hey, Cinderella Man, not trying to be funny. I'm just a judge of this and shit, and that's all right. He didn't want to run you then, bro.
No.
Well, okay. Well, hey, that's fair enough.
We respect you coming on and everything, but, you know, like I said, he not doing that. But now, what he will do is, if you come down there and you do something, y'all still might can do something, but he ain't finna lock no class car in on the phone tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're gonna. I mean, we're gonna most definitely be there. I mean, and I mean, if he's looking for some action, I mean, he most definitely get it. But I mean, you know, I'm already at an unfair advantage. I mean, hell, he knows how fast the damn car goes. All he's got to do is look it up. I mean, it ain't like it's unknown car.
Well, it's
I mean,
not whether
knows.
It's an advantage or not. It's the fact that if I can look it up, so can everyone else. And then now everyone's going to know around about time of what I am. I'm already getting shit for racing a big block. I ain't even moved 60 feet. And now guys won't race me because of that. I'm not about to race a class car and then have two strikes against me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's talk about this. Okay. Yeah, that's for sure. We appreciate it, man. We just want to see you down on tonight, man. We all can goddamn it. We can go on to something else now. This is a dead
hey,
issue right
hey,
now.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do yourself one motherfucking favor when you call a grudge talk show. Get dog motherfucking telephone number and hire that bitch as your spokesman and just sit back and just take and nothing to fuck up.
Hey,
dog
was
eating all my damn sausage egg muffins from McDonald's the last time, so he owes me.
Hold on a minute. Let me clarify this here. I don't try to stop no races on nothing that's fair.
Hold on.
The man specifically asked, was it a class car? See, once he said yes, it's a class car, and especially since it just ran in Van Austin last week, well, okay, we're wasting time trying to talk shit because the man said he's not going to do that. I mean,
yep.
You know, Brad ain't no motherfucking fool.
Dog just saved us 45 minutes.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. Thank you.
Exactly. That's why Dog could have saved the whole time. The next time you call a third talk show, just call Dog first. That's what I'm saying. You got them a lot of time.
Hey,
Brian. Read that kind of read.
Hey, P5.
Daddy
Red, he was trying to pull another
five.
Trick. Daddy Red, get your crooked ass on that goddamn
cool,
bitch.
Hey, I ain't trying to pull no trick, you know, at first. He didn't say nothing about class car.
Daddy Red, you know goddamn well we don't do this bullshit. Now, don't come with that bullshit. Now, fucking well we don't run them damn cars. Huh?
Hey, if that's the case, every car I've been in the
club. Hey, hey, Brian.
Yes.
I mean, if Bennett, you said you came down to do something and all this and all that. We gonna be in that 28-tire shootout, and you gonna be in that 28-tire shootout. If we happen to run into one another in that shootout, you gonna be willing to put up a little something. Both of us gotta go out and my window to work my wife.
Someone had a bunch of background noise. The last thing I said, if we both get in the 28-tire shootout, I didn't hear anything after that.
I said. We are both going to be in the 28-tire shootout. So with that being said, if
we have to meet up in that... Is this your phone in the background?
No, that ain't my phone. That's somebody else's phone.
That's my phone.
Wow, that is loud.
Yeah, somebody's like they driving in the rain and stuff.
And that's their head trying to turn the damn truck through the damn Jesus off. I'm sitting in my damn room, man.
I ain't
got no noise in the background.
My phone won't mute, so I know it ain't me. Yeah, I had to put mine on mute and I still heard. Don't see this motherfucker. And it's turned. Okay, well, how about this? Damn. How about this? I'm going to translate it for you. Dog, tell Brian what trick, what coochie you said. I can hear it now. Okay, I'm going to say it again, Brian. I'm going to say it again. Yes. You say you're going to be in the shootout. We're going to be in the shootout, right? So if we happen to run into one another in the shootout, you said that you come in 17 hours with a pocket full of money, you want to do something. So with that being said, both of us got to go down the track. Are you willing to put up some cash in the shootout if we happen to pull one another?
Is this with the big block G-body?
Yes, it's going to be with the big block G-body.
Yeah, it depends on how it looks. Just because they got a pocket full of money don't mean I'm trying to give it away.
It got four tires, an engine, two doors. Six windows.
Well, that's the case. Your truck's got the same thing.
My truck ain't going to be in 28-tire shootout.
Yeah.
He already told you the truck, Brian. You got to let him get out of there. You let him check the door.
No, I already told him if he feels like he's taking a chance with me, I will run him, pick the price, $1,500, $2,000, whatever, with the truck, head up. He feels like he's taking a chance. I will turn right around, win or lose, and run that G-body for the same exact amount, heads up. Me not asking for room. I
no,
think
no,
that is a gamble
gonna,
on both mine and your end.
Now, if we do that,
you
if,
gotta,
we do that it won't, if we do that, it won't be for the same money. You can bet that shit.
Well, then you better raise the price of the truck race up and it will be for the same money. What kind of sense does it make for me to run you for $1,000 on the one and then $4,000 on the race that's not right with me?
No, I'm just saying. Listen, if we go out there and race, you say you're going to run the truck for $1,500, right? Let's say we run the truck for $1,500 and I get away, right?
Yeah.
And you turn around and won the car for $1,500 and you get away. That was a waste of goddamn time. Hey, bro, T5.
Yo.
You don't remember we did that shit back in the day with the benches, bro? On the street.
Oh, yeah.
We ran the motherfucking quarter mile, then came back and ran the 8 mile for the same goddamn money. We won one and we lost one. That shit, we wasted time. It was a waste of time. We fucking break even. Like, we ain't did shit. You know what I mean? That's why I said it'll be for a different amount.
Reason I'm not trying to race you for more money with the G-Body is the same reason you're not trying to race me for more money with the truck.
Well, Brian, we're going to kill this subject. Because if you come bringing your bad ass down here anyway, why don't you just on your way down here with 17 hours, why don't you just goddamn think about letting that little ugly ass truck tail out of there? And then we go, instead of wasting 45 more minutes on the phone, we get another motherfucker.
Yeah, but see, the thing is if I run that truck and you beat me, I still got to race the G-Body. It's not guaranteed, I'm going to beat the truck.
No, listen. We ain't talking about that. Bump the two races. Just think about letting that little truck tail out of there on your way down here, them 17 hours, and we'll think about the same thing on the 9 hours and the 10 hours going up there, the same thing. And we'll just be done with that shit.
Yeah, I ain't letting no one lose.
I take the 1-1, dude. Fuck, goddammit. I take the 1-1.
Okay, then give me 1-1 with the G-Body.
Man, Brian, why you keeping the damn two races going on? We ain't finding two races.
Hey, I told y'all that Brian was white. I didn't tell you he was dumb.
You guys are looking for a sucker, and you ain't gonna find one here.
What, Brian? Hey, Chucky. That's why I just told you.
Now you can call him Chucky. That's his new name, Chucky. You can call him Chucky.
You know what I'm saying? It's either shit alone, right? It's either one. You're gonna turn the truck loose and just gonna whoop the truck, or the truck gonna whoop your ass.
What's funny is you telling me what the stiffs are, because that ain't gonna happen.
If you got a small lock in 28, then
run me head up. Why would you not run me head up?
Okay, Brian, I'm going to talk about
you. How long have you been having that truck out and done it have it tuned?
Hey, Brian, listen, buddy. I'm not trying to have this debate with you, sir. Only thing is I'm trying to tell you is that the only thing I'm telling you, buddy, is that there's nothing we can talk about, buddy. It's a dead deal, pal. That's it, buddy. Fucking A, you.
And T5 is still a winner, motherfucker, boy.
I'm just trying to save us all some time here, Brian. You getting all, I see your neck red and your ears red and shit. You know, I ain't trying to make your tan match your damn hair. But we just, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, say that buddy again.
You guys run your mouth a lot, but you ain't locking shit in. You're trying to give me shit to lock in that is some big block I ain't never seen, ain't never nothing. But you won't give me a heads up race with a small block. I ain't seen your truck and you ain't seen my car, but yet you guys ain't gonna do it.
Whoa, hold on. Who won't give you a heads up race with a small block?
Whoever owns the yellow truck.
Okay, well, I'll jump in on this. So you'll run a small block G body that ain't a class car, correct?
If it's a small block nitrous car on 28s, no bars, because that's what I have, I will run it. As long as, like you said, it ain't a class car. No turbos,
okay,
none
well,
of that
we
bullshit.
Got a small block on 28s, nitrous, you know, G-Body. I mean, if you're trying to grudge, I mean, you just let me know what the deal is.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, all right, well. So, I mean, what's the business? What you wanna put up? I mean,
we can start off at 5 for 2 or better, and then when we get down there, we can pot goes higher, goes higher. We can do it 5 for 2,000 or better, and right when we get down there on Friday, I don't know if you're gonna be there or not. I'll hand Willie Dog the money if he's okay with you.
Just make it $2,500 or better, man. Just make it $2,500 or better.
Whatever, $2,500.
First, y'all gotta find out what kind of car y'all running.
He says it's a Malibu. 28 snow bars, just fine. Small block nitrous.
It's not a Malibu. It's a Cutlass.
Well, yeah. Okay. It's a small block
it's
nitrous car.
It's
28
it's
snow bars.
Right. It's a G-Batty. Yeah. Small block nitrous.
You talking about the Cutlass that Eric got? The small block Cutlass that Eric got?
Yeah, correct.
I know both cars, man. If y'all want to do it, I know both cars. If y'all want to lock it up, I don't mind being a DP man. I'll be there Friday.
Yeah, small block nitrous car on 28th, no bars. Head up to the 8th. And if you're okay with it, Willie Dog is the DP man.
I mean, yeah, if you're a little skeptical about it, I mean, hell, you can damn, I'll send you goddamn pictures of the car.
No, don't send no picture of the car. It's a G-Body.
No.
I mean, shit.
I don't need to see pictures. I don't need to see video. I don't need to know your name. I don't need to know nothing. If it's the G-Body, 28 or smaller, no wheelie bars, small block of nitrous, then I'll run you. And I'll give Willie Dog money on Friday.
Hey, Dave. Crew Chief, you still there, Crew Chief?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
All right, you know what to do. Check your message, boy. Y'all want me to do that? Cinderella Man, we waiting on your response, Cinderella Man.
You're breaking up, dog.
Not me. My phone good. I'm on the house phone. That's the I got the best service. I got white folks service at my house. Shit.
Hey, that might just be the show.
No, you know you got that damn Magic Jack.
Huh?
You know you got that damn Magic Jack phone that don't pick up too good at the house.
I got no goddamn Magic Jack. That bullshit, I don't even know how that bullshit works. I plug it in for $19 in the computer. Got it. Fuck that. Now, Cinderella Man fell off?
Nah, Cinderella Man, you still there?
Well.
He must know, man. He don't fell off. Cinderella Man.
He just passed the fuck out when the man said lock out. He just passed out.
Hey, I don't know how to tell on my phone and then he fall off the line or not, but I'm finna try to get him back on.
Yeah, that motherfucker about like you doing, man. That man said lock out, he passed the fuck out.
He can't call back in, though.
You gotta call me. The show was still.
I'm finna call him back.
Trying to call
him.
Yeah, call him. Get him back on the phone and see what he gonna do.
Hey, hold on. Hey, is Lil Carter on the phone? Lil Carter. Hey, Lil Carter still on the phone?
Crew Chief. Yo. I thought you was supposed to be getting Lil Tony on the phone, man. Wait, Lady A. Lady A.
Man. Lady A.
Man, Lil Tony, goddamn it. Lil Tony, gun. They got him in a goddamn halfway house for faggots, man.
Lady A.
Yes.
Hey, Lady A.
Yes.
Can you get Lil Tony on the phone for us, please?
Just a moment.
Uh oh. Now you say Lil
Tony
home
in a halfway house for faggots.
Damn, you a homosexual now, dog?
He in a halfway house. God damn it, if he ain't there, he's practicing.
Damn. Hey, you fucked up, dog. You is fucked up. hey, check it.
Yo.
O'Brien knew his name now, Chucky.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling Chucky, man. Goddamn.
You
know
call me whatever you want.
Nah, it's all good, bro. It's all good. You gonna lock
hey, man, that kind of fits you, man. We just start calling you Chucky, shit.
What's the question? Am I gonna lock in with who?
I said you gonna lock Cinderella Man in with that G body.
Yeah.
He said yeah. He waiting on Cinderella Man to come back.
Okay.
As long as Cinderella Man's okay with Dog being the DP man, because like I said, I don't know too many new people, and everyone seems to know Dog. Like I said, Friday, first when I walk in the gate, I'll find Dog and I'll give him the money.
Okay, so when actually are you trying to race, Friday or Saturday?
I'll say by Saturday because I don't know what's going to happen Friday. If we're both running on Friday, we'll run. But you know, I'll say before dark on Saturday if he's all right with that.
Cool.
And then if he's out testing or something right now and he breaks by then, I don't want his $500. If he breaks before then, I don't want his money.
Damn, you can't beat that. God damn.
Hey, Gucci,
and I'm not going to break because I'm not going to be running. So.
Hey, didn't I tell y'all Chucky was a real
100% American white guy, and that's fucking the best fucking kid in the fucking world.
I ain't saying buddy shit again, G5. I ain't saying that buddy shit.
Hey, that's some shit that you just don't get in Grudge Racer right there.
Yeah,
that's some shit, that's some gangster shit, Dutcher.
Yeah, but truth be told, that was the same setup we had between me and Tony. Between Tony Bynes. He's the same way. Tony Bynes
who
was straight up with me.
Who made that rule? You did.
With me and Tony Bynes, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You had to make it. I told you.
T5.
Yeah, hey, I done heard of the rule, but normally what they do is if you go out there and goddamn it pissing and break motherfucker out with my phone, I got money. But now if you was in another race and broke, then I can understand you think. But if you want to do it that way, it's just
but I'm not trying to get money like that. I'm not going to get money from
someone
like that.
Hey, Brian, my bad, man. I had to jump off and try to get a hold of he said he's still waiting on the rear end from Strange. But if it is ready, we will lock you in, you know. We can lock you in that Thursday or Friday, you know, before the race. That way you don't make a blank trip.
Well, I'm going to be coming anyways. I'm just trying to make it better for me for the trip. But what I was telling the fellas was, if you're okay with Dog being the DP man, Friday right when I walk in the gate, I'm going to get him the 500. That's going to be a 25 or better. If you don't get your rear end or if you're there and you're making test sets and your car breaks, I don't want the punk out money. I don't want any money from you
hey,
unless I race.
Hey, y'all, call back on Crew Chief Show next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we should know something for sure.
If he's testing and he's at the track and he fucks his car up, if you're testing on Friday and you fuck your car up, I don't want your punk out money. I only want your money if I beat you. I'm not trying to get money from you not being able to show up.
I'll be a bigger man than that, Brian. If I'm at the house of Hook testing with that car, and I break, I mean, it's my goddamn stupidity and fault. So, I mean, we can give you the punk out money. I mean, that's how real grudge racing is. I mean, if I'm there at the house of Hook, I'm going to give Dog my $500 for the punk out anyway. And if I'm testing and I break, it's my own damn fault. You know, you get a free $500. You know what I mean? That's how I've always
That's what they
normally
do.
Cinderella man, listen, Cinderella man. You have been around black folks a long time. So you done got black in the eyes, right? He's still white a little bit, right? So Chucky's saying, leave Chucky alone because Chucky going to argue with you about that shit. Because, listen, buddy, he's trying to explain to you that if you're fucking car, he only wants the fucking money, buddy, if he goes down side by side your ass. So he doesn't want the money if he doesn't go side by side your ass, buddy. Okay, so leave it alone, Cinderella man. Just fucking leave it alone.
That motherfucker's stupid, man. But now, Cinderella man, what he's saying is, what he basically saying is, he being overly fair. He said if you break your car testing, he don't want the punk out. So ain't nothing wrong with that. Just say okay and don't worry about it. Shit.
That'll work.
If you don't feel, if you still want to put it up, shit, I'll take it then. I'll keep it.
Oh, hey, Dog. I talked to Jody earlier, you know, with CeCe and them, and I forgot to tell you, he played me the voicemail or some voicemail or some shit that you were trying to leave me from when we were down in Lena.
Yeah, I know. That been a goddamn month ago. But that was when he was saying we had called you and tried to get you on the phone to lock you in, and then we couldn't get you, though.
I locked in with him, though, didn't I?
Yes, you did. But I'm trying to say that day we were trying to get you. We were trying to all get you. We couldn't get you, but you did run. You locked him in and you raced him, yeah. Oh, Brad, ain't nobody
well,
on the
see,
phone.
See, I didn't even know what that car was. He came over and said he was on 28th, and I said lock in. I didn't even see his car in the trailer.
I know. Somebody said you was a dumbass.
Well, hopefully you guys get rich off me this weekend.
No. What I'm saying is, they said you didn't even go look. You just said, okay, fuck it, let's go.
Hey, I got Dave Zimmerman and Chris Toon with me. I don't even look at shit.
Okay.
He got big nuts. He might have a voice like a bitch, but he got big nuts.
Shit, his nuts can't be too big. He's gonna let that bitch have a check out.
If nothing that big, he worried about a class car.
Well, no, ain't nothing wrong with that. What he's saying is, listen up now before y'all did it. He worried about a class car because he really don't want to run him because that'll tell about how fast he is. That's why he was worried about the class car.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, he don't want to mess up the hustle. And, I mean, I respect that.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
one thing about it, everybody pretty much got an idea where a motherfucker
is
anyway.
Yeah, you got an idea. But if you know you're running a class call with a known time, your idea just got to be a little bit more stronger. So you got to respect
every,
a man.
Every motherfucker, I ain't knocking his hustle. I ain't knocking his hustle. But even a class call will run his motherfucking note every time he go out. So what the fuck?
Okay, Crew Chief, listen to that like this here, Crew Chief. What I'm saying is, see, that's why they call me the Godfather, because I'm equal. It don't make no difference why he doing it. Just like you said, we can look at damn near any car out there and tell damn near about what the motherfucker go. But what he's saying is, you still thinking what I can go. If I see a class car, well, you done put me on that number. And if I beat that number, don't care if the class car don't go there for one time since it been running, they going to always put me on at least that number or better.
There you go.
Hey, I hear you, but hey, it's all good. But I got a why.
I'm gonna show you. Just like Big Low, everybody saw what Big Low go, and every time he get in them grudge races, the white boys fuck him up, and we know they ain't going that fast.
Oh yeah, we know that. So hey, guess what, dog? Guess what? Every time we ran a white boy, we ain't never ran my fucking number.
Hey, man. Every time, hold up. I gotta keep the facts, cause I'm the objective reporter. Every time y'all ran the white boys, you got your asshole blowed out.
Is that what you want to say? We took the L. We ain't blow no asshole out.
Hold on a minute.
We ain't blow no asshole out.
Hey, okay, let's go to the white folks jury in Alabama. We got 12 white folks on the jury in Alabama. God damn it, the question of me is, I'm the prosecuting attorney. I'm going to say, every time you ran the white boys, did you get your ass beat?
Yeah.
Okay, case closed, motherfucker, you guilty.
Hey, dog, you a motherfucker, man. You are a thumb of bitch.
I love
but
all
I
y'all, boy.
Hey,
see, now, this way
hey,
talk show is supposed to be, man. Y'all supposed to keep this shit funny and for real, and don't nobody supposed to be wearing their motherfucking feelings on their goddamn shoulder.
Hey, dog, man, I got a why. Hold on. I got a why. Said Lil Tony would not be able to come on the show tonight. So, y'all can quit calling his motherfucking name.
Hey, now, the bitch that sent you the why, how in the fuck can he get a hold of little Tony to know he can't come on the motherfucking show? He can't come on the motherfucking show because he's in the goddamn halfway house for faggots. That bitch motherfucker don't send no more motherfucking whys. Tell him to shut the fuck up. If he can't come, shut the fuck up. If he don't like it, tell him to kiss the inside of my asshole.
Hey, hold on. I'm not going to do that, Coochie. Whoever sent you the why, tell that lady to get them on the phone and let them speak for their motherfucking self.
Goddamn right. Tell
them.
I ain't got to do that. They said what they said. Listen, they said what they said. That's that. We ain't gonna put no pressure on the situation. When
you're right,
Coochie. You're
right, but look here. How in the fuck they know Lil Tony can't come on the phone? If Lil Tony told him, well, I can't come on the phone, he could have came on the show and said, I'm scared, and then hung up.
All right. That might, hey, how you know he ain't do that? He might have said he ain't scared.
Bitch. Don't make
hey,
me go back to Alabama with that goddamn all-white jury on your ass again.
Man, hey. Y'all better hush while you get butt naked on this motherfucker.
If you get bugged there, this motherfucker, everybody gonna run because there's gonna be some deals behind it.
You gonna be
hey, y'all. Get butt naked on the phone, man. I want him to come down and cook me a goat.
Oh, motherfucker. See, hey, you didn't get memo.
We
you don't fucking know goats no more. That's just goddamn me.
Huh?
Hold on.
Hey, you don't know all the damn deals. Buck naked supposed to be at 15 races. Every time he get ready to come to a race, he made like it's a goddamn deer in his yard running through his car and shit. Now, they say that motherfucker his car and trailer never left the yard, but he got hit by a deer now. So that means the motherfucking deer got drunk and came into his house.
Hey, man. Listen, on the defense of butt naked, now I'm going to tell y'all what happened. He butt naked, thought that Cisco was something to play with. He grabbed him another Cisco.
And that night, that bitch got fucked up talking about his feet hot. He's playing that goddamn Cisco talking about his feet hot, man.
Hey, you damn so right about that. Hey, what you saying, T-Ball?
Man, get butt naked on the phone, man. Get my butt naked on.
Let me get Lady A. Let me holler at Lady A one more time.
All right, I'm just a moment.
I'll get him on. Man, I'm working Lady A tonight, man. Y'all got me working Lady A tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, you bring your smoky down to the show Saturday.
Hey,
hold on, dog. Hold on.
Dirty Red, you going on a motherfucking cruise playing with motherfucking mermaids and little fishes. Why the fuck
ain't
you
going on,
I
ain't going on the dick fad. It's next weekend.
Oh, okay. We know your ass a good ducker, so we just want to make sure you weren't talking about this fad because we were going to fuck you up.
I'm going to be in tweeting this fad.
You going to lock me in?
Huh?
You going to lock me in?
Damn. What? Oh, y'all done started muting me now.
But I told you, dog. Hello?
Yeah, we
man, everybody know Dirty Red is one of the best duckers. He's the premier ducker in the game. Don't nobody duck
crew
better
chief,
than Dirty
crew
Red.
Chief, don't do that. Don't do that, crew chief. Don't do that. Crew
man, you the only
shit,
motherfucker.
Right.
You the only motherfucker I know who Motor Man ain't never got the parts. UPS don't run on the weekdays.
Hey, that's why I was trying to tell you. I ain't got him no damn motor.
Man, goddamn, you were supposed to fight a motherfucker. You told me if yo.
Give him that number. 786.
I got that number. I talked to him the other day. I got that number.
1115.
Okay. Hey, T5, I talked to him the other day. I got that number. Hey,
now look here. Now, dog, for the motherfuckers that's from North Carolina and South Carolina, say it real slow one more time, Coochie.
7 8 6 3 0 2.
I ain't from no damn North Carolina.
1115. That's for the North Carolina motherfucker.
Hey, I talked to him the other day. I'm good. I got that number.
Okay. Well, you need
to.
Hey,
you want to lock me in?
Hey.
Nah, I ain't gonna lock you in yet. We still got some more fishing to do.
Trying to tell you, he's trying to be a brother.
I think that's what it's gonna be there.
Okay. That what you trying to tell us undercover? You trying to be Coochie's brother,
wasn't
that? That what you trying to tell us undercover? You trying to be Coochie's brother?
Hey, T5. Hey, T5, don't get it twisted. Hey, T5, don't get it twisted. That man say he talked to Oscar. He ain't say he left nail deposit over that way. Don't believe, hey.
What? Thank you, Coochie. I just said I talked to him. What is that, right? I tell you what you do then. When you hurry up and come off your goddamn cruise, down on your ass, we going with that motherfucking truck. I don't care if it's a Tuesday night. We going to motherfucking drag.
I better be through it by the time I come off that cruise.
Man, listen, you said you probably.
Listen,
every time you say probably, it never happens. I tell you what you do. As soon as you come out the cruise and you find out that motherfucker ready, you make sure you call us and we'll come to the goddamn house and look and bless your ass.
Or make it.
He meant that.
Man, I've been trying to motherfucking bless Dirty Red ass for the last 2 years.
It seems like every time we get ready to do it, something happens.
If you notice, it's just like a broke up marriage. If you've been married about 20 times, you say, well, damn, what seemed to be the constants in that marriage? It's your motherfucking ass. Every goddamn time something goddamn happened to you. It don't be nobody but you.
It's me. But you already know when I am at the track, I'm gonna make something happen with somebody when I'm at the track. Shit, the only thing you're gonna do at the track is bar some goddamn plugs, some gas, and some old shit. You ain't racing shit. I'm running somebody when I'm at the track. You better believe it.
T5, he got a point there. That motherfucker ducking dogs till he find him. He'll find him a fucker though for the night over.
Listen, that's only when he go into the that's only when he go to Albany and shit. When he come down to that real shit, the zoo.
I don't run to Albany, damn.
Hey, I'm telling you, come to House of Hook, that bitch can't ducking dogs over there. Every bitch over there got a goddamn
Who was the last person you raced in that truck?
The boys in that blue truck, whatever their name is.
Did you win against Cupcake? Yeah, I won against them.
That was in Valdosta, right?
Yeah,
but
that's the same night you paid goddamn dog in the park out and they ain't locked back in. Because you missed the goddamn time. Now, you raise them boys and you don't want your money, you supposed to lock your faggot ass back in and raise your head out of here.
You got damn right now.
You supposed to lock you supposed to lock your faggot ass right back in.
I locked them in and ran them because I know they were easier money.
Okay, no problem. But you had them paid the punk out the dog and Big Ken before you even raced them boys. So
Listen, man.
Once you won you some money, you were supposed to fill them boys out for the money you just won. The money you bet, you supposed to put that in your pocket and told Don, this is what we got right here, and go ahead and get that motherfucking problem.
You got damn sure right now. That's how you do it.
You right about that.
The best thing for you to do with that truck, Dirty Red, is next time you see the scrap man come down the street, you need to wave him down and let him give you $400-$500 for that raggedy motherfucker and take it to the scrap yard.
He gave me $700 for it. They bring it back to me, though. They said they didn't want it.
Hey, Coochie, watch this, Coochie. Hey, Dirty Red, down in Bradenton, you was talking a lot of shit about Coochie. That ain't showed me shit. This is that the other, right?
Hey, you know why I was talking a lot of junk. Hold on. I don't want to talk about the trucks racing. I just want you to say one thing. You take your hat off to that motherfucking truck because you wrapped your punk ass around and put some motherfucking diesel pipe on your shit. So say Coochie's your daddy. Say Coochie's your daddy. Say it. I want you to say that because I want him to say, we did some rehearsal shit. Hey, Coochie's my daddy. When I saw that motherfucker in that officer, I had to have what Coochie had on that motherfucker. Say it, Dirty Red. No, man, what did Coochie hell? Man, Dirty Red, say it, Dirty Red. Say it. Let me hear you say it. Hey, this is New Year. Oh, you goddamn!
Oh, man. Hey, well, if this is New Year, you said it's a New Year, but you still doing the same shit you've been doing the last 2 years, ducking.
Hold on. Now you can't say that. I've been doing it with my truck. We got other cars we've been doing something with.
Man, you ain't.
Now, one of the motherfuckers say icy boys on it. You don't see we at the track when we don't have Ace of Icy Boy sticker on it. Hey, Dirty Red.
Okay, with that being said, if your motherfucking truck wasn't ready, why you ain't step over here on one of the other shit you had? Y'all got a Mustang over there. You ain't come and draw me with that Mustang.
No, we can draw with it then. What happened to the three? Hold on. We can get that popping now if you want to come down for this weekend now. If you really want to do that now, we can get that popping for Saturday if y'all want to come down.
Hey, what Mustang? You talking about Jason Bourne Mustang?
No, man, he's talking about the Mustang we had in Valhalla.
They had a Mustang with a little small rock in it, a little Nitrous, a little Mustang and shit.
I think it was one of the greatest.
Man, the one y'all touched the wall
I'm just coming back out. This weekend going to be the first time it's back out in, say, what, a year and a half, 2 years.
But I got another Mustang we can run that truck with for this weekend, though. Man, I ain't racing no shit I ain't never seen, man.
Are you talking about that red Mustang? I was just telling you, just letting you know. Hey, you talking about that red Mustang?
No,
I thought you said the blue Mustang. Oh, I thought you said the blue Mustang we had about off with the big tires and wheel bars on it. Hey, listen, because you were talking about the red Mustang.
I look like running that shit, man.
What did he say he got, crew chief?
He said he got a blue Mustang with big tires and wheel bars on it.
Okay, Dirty Red. So you getting out of your league.
Y'all got small block and big block in that
Mustang. No, I'm just saying, you know, that's the only thing we had been had. That's why he said a Mustang. That's the one I thought that he was talking about then.
Man, you know what motherfucking Mustang I was talking about, faggot.
Okay, that Mustang has been out of the year and a half, 2 years, faggot. So I know you wouldn't couldn't have been talking about that one. Okay, hold on. This weekend going to be the first time he's hitting the dirt.
Dr. Red, can I ask you a question? Can that Mustang not go fishing with you on the knife and be in the house of hook? No, I doubt it. Oh, so the Mustang going fishing?
You don't drive it. Another slim dude drive that car. You don't drive that car.
I'm in the car now.
You got to be there for.
What? Hey, dog, you see what I'm saying?
And I told you, goddamn Dirty Red got a diploma in ducking, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, Coochie. No, I'm getting away with that car now. If you want to come down this weekend, we will rent that car. Listen,
I'm
telling them that we will rent that car.
Everybody on the phone talking about the 9th. Ain't nobody talking about shit about the weekend. We talking about the 9th. Why the fuck you talking about this weekend?
Because we was talking about the money. I said it 2 or 3 times. I'm not going to be at the House of Hoop next weekend. I'm going to be
in the
house.
You don't drive that car, man. Somebody else drive that car, man.
I do drive that car.
You say the car ain't been that last time when the motherfucker hit the wall, you wasn't driving that motherfucker. Somebody else was driving.
No, but that's my car. I'm driving the car now, though.
Man,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
In the world. Dirty Red. We're wasting our time.
That's not an excuse. Hold on. You asking me about racing. I'm telling you, I won't be at the House of Hook next weekend, but I will be in Twins this weekend. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, holler at us when you get back off your cruise. When you come back off the love boat and shit, holler at your boy, man. We get.
Okay, that's all I'm just trying to just make sure we don't have too much thing at Twins this weekend.
All right.
That's all I can tell
you.
House of Hook
that
weekend, I won't be there.
All right, holler at us when you get off your cruise, man. Until then, shut that fuck up to that truck ready. Like I told you last time, that dog told me, Crew Chief, you say you got a problem with that truck, shut the fuck up talking about racing until you get that bitch together. Once I got that motherfucker together.
I ain't said you heard me say that about the truck, is
what?
You heard me say that about the truck, is
that one?
You
should have
sold
that
motherfucker.
Fuck up. You should have sold that bitch to the scrap, man. That one you should have
said.
Been.
What, dog?
You should have sold that motherfucker.
What happened to butt naked, dog? Did y'all get butt naked?
I don't know. Lady didn't get butt naked on the phone.
No, we weren't able to get butt naked. She texted and said we wouldn't have, she got his voicemail. So we weren't able to get butt naked. But
well, why the hell you ain't told us, Coochie? We over there waiting on this motherfucker.
Because y'all motherfucking talking. Y'all were talking. Hey, I figured when the motherfucker shit got out a little bit and they asked about butt naked, then I'll tell y'all motherfuckers then. But being that y'all waited, you know what I'm saying, a little bit to ask about them, I just went on ahead and let it slide. But ain't no big deal. We got a good ducking ass Dirty Red on the phone. And
we got Chucky on the phone.
We got Chucky on the phone. Yeah, that's all the goddamn entertainment we need. We got a good ducker and a motherfucker
T5 got to do that buddy one more time before we get off the phone, man.
Yeah. T5 got
that motherfucker sounds just like a motherfucker.
Hey, don't do it, bro. You're killing me over here, man. I got a headache. Don't do it no more, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all, I got to put my dogs up. I'm going to put y'all on mute, man. I got to put my dogs up. Hold on.
Hell no, okay. Bitch. Don't do that yet. I got to hear that buddy shit before you go.
Hey, Lo.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, is that
Big
Lo?
Yeah, that's me, man.
Hey, man, why you didn't come back when I said you got your asshole blown out? Where you was at?
I'm still listening, man. I ain't doing, I'm just chilling, man. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Right, what's up, big man? What's up, man?
Just chilling.
Hey, man, you know Big Lo ain't going to talk no shit, man. You know Big Lo ain't going to talk
but
no shit.
But I'm
going
to tell you
man.
What. The only time that motherfucker can talk shit when we playing dominoes, I ain't got a chance to get on y'all motherfucking ass on them dominoes lately.
Hey, buddy. Listen, buddy. I'm back, buddy. I just want to put my dog up. And I'm back and I'm fucking ready to go. So you tell dog... You tell dog, I just got a text from CeCe, and he told me, hey, don't do that shit anymore, buddy. So this is what we got to do.
Hey, Chuckie still on the phone, Chuckie? Did Brian hang up, man?
I don't know, man. Hey, Brian, you up?
Hey, Brian, fuck y'all, he's gone.
Brian, jump off the phone, man. Off the motherfucking phone. Hey, don't worry about it. Ain't no sense of me talking. I'm finna try to see what he wants to do. I had Big Lo on the phone, man. You know, he Lo can speak for himself, but I was going to try to get something going with him, but he done got off the line. So we'll get at him another time. But
one thing about it, though, Clucci, if he there, that bitch a race. You ain't got to worry about it. There's one thing about him. He might not get there locked up, but he's going to be here, like he said. That bitch will race.
Now, that's a good thing. That's what we want. That's what we want. So, Max, like I say, we getting that 28-time shootout. We want to grudge every motherfucker we line up against. A good part about it, we only can lose one.
You know it's gonna be some betting if y'all and whatever. You know it's gonna be some betting, goddammit.
Don't worry. We want to grudge every motherfucker we line up against.
Hey, I just thought about something. Is Lo still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lo, you might run in both of them classes, can't you?
What, 28 and 29?
Hey.
Yeah, I could, but you might run them back to back.
That's what I'm trying to say, motherfucker. Bring your 29 with you too, shit. You might goddamn it. Yeah, shit. Hey, fuck it, man. Ain't nothing but it's a free entry. Fuck it. Ain't like
it's
y'all motherfuckers can't change tires quick.
It's not easy, now. What is that?
Hey, dog, what he's saying is, what Lo trying to say is, if they run the classes back to back, it ain't going to work good for him because he ain't got time to cool down.
I bet you we'll make time for that motherfucker. Big Lo is a celebrity, goddammit. But I'm going to check with Mike on that and find out can they do that or not. Because if he's going to let people run two classes. You know what? I'm going to call him now while y'all on the phone. I'm going to see. Y'all go ahead.
Get him on the phone, dog. We need Michael Hill on dog on Crew Chief show anyway. Get him on.
Let me see, can I get Michael, Michelle? Ooh, I mean Michael.
Michael, Michelle.
Michael, Michelle, okay. Hey, Lo.
What's up, bro?
Man, what's good, dog? What's good? Dog, I didn't know if you were still on or not, but I know you had came on. I didn't know if you had got off or what, bro.
Man, I've just been chilling, bro. Just listening. Hello.
Hold on, let me see, can I get Michael? There's two ringy dingers. I got to make sure I hear him so he won't hang up on us. Hey, Michelle. Michelle, you on Crew Chief Show. They got some questions for Mike Hill's race, Michelle. See, I can call him Michelle, but Mike Hill got the race going on. Go ahead on, Big Lo, ask him now.
Watch your mouth, goddamn, with that Michelle stuff.
What?
Go ahead, Lo, ask him. Lo, what's the question?
What up, media?
Hey, Mike, what's happening? Hey, you running back? You running the classes back to back?
Say it again now.
The 28 to 29, you running them back to back?
Somebody else asked me that question the other day, and I told him, I can put, if it's a conflict, somebody trying to run to, I'll put something in between it, you know, like some.
I'm trying to tell you, motherfucker, so you ain't got no excuse now, bitch.
Hey, man, we try to look out for everybody. If it's something we need to do, we try to adjust, man.
Oh, I told him, Mike, but I wanted to make sure you was official with it, though, because, you know, I told him. So, Mike, so they can run both classes if they want to.
Oh, yeah, we'll put some girls or something in the middle of it, you know, we'll give them. Time to come around and swap
the town. Yeah, long as he do it like that, our biggest thing is we don't have a problem running the two classes. It's just that we need time to cool down. You know what I mean? Cool down and maintenance the car and, you know, refuel and everything like that. So,
Crew Chief, you ain't no professional goddamn team, motherfucker. It ain't like that.
Yeah, we is.
Your man's been running hot and get you out of buy you a radiator, motherfucker.
Man, don't worry about that. We got this on lock, goddamn it. We got this on lock. This motherfucker, hey.
You sound like goddamn Dirty Ray with your ducking ass.
Man, we ain't thinking nothing. Motherfucker, you have time to get our shit together. It's going to be pressure. We bringing pressure to that motherfucker.
Hey, if y'all run the white boys the first round, you ain't got to worry about cooling off for two rounds because you're going to get your asshole blowed out.
You won't bet nothing.
They ain't got one run.
You won't bet nothing.
Don't say nothing, Coochie. Just chill.
All right.
I told you every time. Hey, Mike.
I'm here.
We was in Alabama. They had an all-white jury and a white judge. And they asked if the white boys run Big Lo, how many times did them blow his asshole out? Every goddamn time. Case closed. Jury gone home. Judge didn't quit.
Hey, dog, that's crazy. You're a funny motherfucker, dog. Hey, you're a funny motherfucker. Hey, but it's all good, though, man. Hey, all good things come to an end, so they just have fun. That's all I can say. Hey, better enjoy the fucking moment.
Yeah,
And they said, hey, and they got to
hey,
run through Bobby
this
weekend.
Hey, see, Mike got pissed off at me because I made him get some extra goddamn security there. But it wasn't extra security. We got some extra ambulance services there for all the assholes that are going to be needed patched up, see, because I'm going to fuck that goddamn little yellow truck up also.
No, you ain't. That shit sound good.
I heard Coochie tell y'all the other night he ain't want to hear all that talking.
I'm telling you, man. I ain't that. Now, that right there.
He said he wanted Mike a deposit.
He said he wanted a deposit.
I'm glad. Listen, I'm glad Mike said something. I'm glad Mike said something because going back and forth about Lil Red Riding Hood and Coochie from Fast by Gas, man, I'm so tired of that shit, man. I'm so tired of open-end promises, broken promises. Deposits being put up, deposits being took back. Man, fuck that. Y'all motherfuckers
hey,
surprised
hey,
me.
They get your dick hard and they let you fuck it, huh?
I'm telling you, man. Y'all just, man, I'm tired of talking about that shit, man. That's why I'd rather fuck with Dirty Red, man. That's
the same
truck I seen on the video,
a little yellow truck. That's
yeah, that's a hell of a raise there, man. That's them two motherfuckers. That's a hell of a race, man. That's two battling motherfuckers, Mike.
Cam was talking about that little yellow truck scoot out the gate. Don't pick the wheels up.
I think Ken kind of had scared of the motherfucker. I think.
Man, he better just get his nerves together, man. That's all he got to do is just. All he got to do is get a little.
All I know is both of them supposed to be there. That's all I can say. I can't talk because. Hey, Crew Chief, they had me sitting right at the track the other night. Mike called that fucker, be talking about, dog, they won't let you warm the truck up. They wouldn't even let me warm the bitch up.
God damn.
Dog, he was on that power like a motherfucker. They warmed the truck and wouldn't let him do it. He was mad as a motherfucker.
Folks said, dog, you driving? I said, I don't know. Them bitches won't let me warm it up. I don't know if I'm driving or not.
Nah, tell the truth. That motherfucker seen Tony Brown with a warm truck up. That bitch, I don't want to drive now. Motherfucker wouldn't let me warm the truck up. I don't want to drive. Motherfucker.
He ain't lying. You right, motherfucker. How come I can't warm the motherfucking truck up?
Hey, don't worry about
B-Lo,
it.
B-Lo, we got 5,000. We got 5,000 waiting on you in each class, though, you know, if you want it. So 5,000 each one of them. So come on, get it. Come on, get some of that money to take the floor.
I'm going to come shoot for it.
As long as he don't have to run the white boys.
Come on.
The white boy's got a curse or something on his ass. Every time he see the white boys, he start getting nervous. I noticed, goddamn it, he had lost about goddamn it 40 pounds. He seen the white boys, he gained 30 of them bitches back.
Hey Lo, you know the best time to show you that. Lo, you know the best time to show your ass, right? In somebody else's house.
It's about that time.
In somebody else's house, the best time to show your ass.
It's about that time. Don't worry about it. Hey, I see Mike. I see Mike, the only one on the phone. Mike and Big Lo, the only one on the phone with consent. Only one. Mike said the best shit a motherfucker grudge raises and say, come to somebody else's house and show your ass.
You got a point there now. That's what Guy Gadget did. He came in and just took the motherfucker. He just took over everything.
It seemed that way for real though. Cause look, I mean, not talking about Tony, but look at Tony. That Tony home track, but goddamn, he be struggling at home track. Then he go to Texas or somewhere else.
Go anywhere else and be fucking bitches up. You ain't lying now.
Hey dog, hey buddy, hey dog. Did you guys get Michael Hill on the phone with Doug?
and they say white guy again.
Hey dog, did you guys get Michael Hill on the phone? what did he say about Big Lil running those two races, dog?
Hey, Mike, you know who that is, don't you?
Hey dog.
That's T5, dumbass, man. That's T5, man.
Hey, fucking hey, man. I just want to know if my fucking mic muted, man. I mean, dog, can you hear me, dog? What's going on, buddy?
What's up,
T-Fo? What's going on, man? We glad to have you back over here on the side, man. Hey, what'd you say? What you say about them two cars? My boy going to be able to run them things?
Yeah, I told him I'd make it happen. I ain't going to let him come to explore and goddamn ain't going to take you in, man.
Oh, I just want to make sure you ain't finna get us out there and don't let us get no shakedown. I'm just joking, Mike.
Oh, no, no, I ain't going to do that. I gotta look out for you now.
Hey, Mike.
You.
Being that you say we, being that you say you're going to look out for us, the folks coming all that way, I need you to look out. I need you to do the best thing you can do to see if you can get the public defender, the lawyer, at the House of Hook the weekend.
I
talked to him earlier. They said, of course, they said they're working on the car, but they said if they get it straightened out, they'll be there.
Man, y'all fucked up because y'all told him Low was coming. See, y'all should have just told him slow-ass T5 was coming, he'd have came. Y'all fucked up when y'all told him Low was coming. See, that's
what
coming.
I told him. I said T5 was coming. They said we know we'll be there then.
Coochie, I thought you were going to ask me to make sure I have some, walking around in some heels at the racetrack. I was going to say, you got it.
Hey, ain't no wrong with some eye candy. We love eye candy now. One thing I can say, Mike always has some eye candy to the track. He always has something for you to look at while you in the building. So I ain't had to ask you that because I already know that was going to be on deck. You know what I mean?
He be importing some of them motherfuckers in, man. He be importing them motherfuckers in.
He's going to have you some shit to look at.
Hey, we need a number to the, what's the name of that Taylor, bro?
Michael Taylor.
Oh, okay. I got some, Compass Suite gave me a $66 rate today.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need then. That's us right
there. We need to lock them in.
Hey, buddy, what happened? You took so long to give us the fucking rate, Mike. Come on, man. Come on,
man.
Buddy.
Well, they wanted. Yeah, well, I know y'all got triple A. That's a triple A rate. But if you ain't got this, I can give you my number, my card, to get the same thing. I didn't set it up at the hotel.
You don't have triple A, Mike.
Shit, I don't have that. You, I don't really like you mind to get that discount. Shit.
you got Big Low phone up with Mike?
Yeah, I got him phone.
Yeah, all right. Well, try to, when you get a chance, hit him up and get him the information so we can try to lock a couple rooms down.
Okay.
Before they get all sold out, because I know how your race can be kind of crazy. So,
I'll text you when I hang up the phone.
Okay, appreciate it, buddy. Outside of that, anybody got any other thing they need to say, want to say, or got to say?
Hey, Coochie, did Mike Hill say what all he had going on at his race, man? Did he promote his race at all, anything?
No, he can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Man, we got. Hello?
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I thought it was a girl. We got, like I said, we're giving away 10,000, man. We're giving away 5,000 in the 28th, and 28th is Nitro's only stock expansion. Give away another 5,000 in the 29s. And that's any power adder, any real suspension. You can run W's in both class too. So, like I said, we got a few grids locked in, good races. Got some boys out of Detroit, so they coming with some. I know they got some small block cars, but they said they coming. They got a couple races locked in too, and I think.
We had Brown in from Detroit. They coming.
Yeah. So, we got some few grids locked in, good races, and should be good, man. A lot of these boys, that's first race with some good money being put out. So, I'm going to try to, like I said, we get support, man. I'm going to try to do one even bigger before the year out, mid-season. Try to put on about a 20 to win.
Damn.
If everything work out, just go good.
Ooh.
And it's free entry.
Walking in these woods. White little Red Riding Hood.
Dog with that bullshit.
Little Red Riding Hood, we sure are so good.
both classes free, both shootouts are free entry, man. So,
you can't. Well, we definitely gonna try to be there. We definitely gonna, as long as the good Lord keeps blessing our bodies and keep us a couple cars, a couple oil changes, and a couple tune ups coming through the shop, Mike. You know what I'm saying? We gonna put our wooden nickels together and make our way up that road, man.
Yeah, we're going to be open Friday. If y'all, if you come, if you make it, we'll be open Friday, testing tune from 5 to 9, A little later we'll be out there, so. If you want to test tune on Friday.
What time the track going to be open on Saturday?
9 o'clock in the morning, we open the gates.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right, well, there you have it. You heard it first from the man himself, Mike Hill. He's going down March 9th. He's giving away $10,000 for a 28 and 29 shootout. A lot of girls racing, a lot of shit talking. And it's definitely going to be a one that you want to see. And this weekend coming up, we got my man David Floyd. He having a race over there, 28. He having a 28 race over there also at Macon National Dragway, the Zoo, a.k.a. the Zoo. So y'all come on and check them out. See them white boys. I think white boys and Big Ball Factor, they locked me in to go to battle this weekend over there before the shootout starts. So that's going to be some good racing over there this weekend. If you in the area or looking for something to do or need something to do, Macon National Dragway will be your place to be this weekend.
Hey,
with that dog.
I'm bad, bro. Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
What's the life between Ball Fight and White Boy?
Oh, God damn. I'm going to go with the White Boy. But I goddamn it, if Big Ball can goddamn it get out the hole, it's going to be over.
Yeah, that was what you said.
If he can get out the hole, if the track hooking, I'm going to put it in, if the track really hooking, I believe Big Ball will get him. But if I bet my money, if you twist my arm real hard, I got to go with the White Boy.
I say the White Boy. Hey, I say the White Boy. Coochie said they get out the hole, they in trouble, boy.
You sure about that, buddy?
Dog, better dinner then, bitch.
Y'all gonna fuck my word up, man. That motherfucker gonna fuck my word up, boy.
Hey, Coochie, you must be doing good, man. I was just going to let you know I did try to call your show earlier, but it was
full. Yeah, it was full.
You're doing good, so I did call your show.
Hey, it was the first time that bitch full because I told him I was coming on here. Otherwise, that bitch don't never.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dog.
Call that
hey,
motherfucker anytime and get right on here.
Hey, dog. Cut that shit out now. Cut that shit out.
Okay.
Cut that shit. I appreciate it, though, Mike. I appreciate everybody for calling in and listening. I'm going to go ahead and get in the final comment. I know it's early. I said I still can go on, but, you know, Lady, she got a little one she's trying to tend to. And I got some things I need to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do final comment. Everybody, we got on the line. Lady A, are you there? I'm going to let Lady A run through the lines real quick. We're going to go ahead and get in the final comment. And that'll be that. Lady A. As soon as I get Lady A on the phone, Lady A, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
hey,
been drinking that goddamn Cisco.
Hey, hold on, you got to back up off Lady A now, dog. You got to back up off Lady A.
Hey, man, we cool, but she been drinking that goddamn Cisco.
No. Hey, Lady A, we need I'm going to do final comment. I need you to run through the lines for me real quick. Just run down the lines, get final comments, so we can get up out of here.
Okay, Dirty Red, final comment.
Good night.
Can't get no comments, he's ducking.
Good night. And Lady A, his new name is Lil Dirty. He ain't even no longer called Dirty Red, Lil Dirty.
Okay.
Hey, come on, Lil Dirty.
No, don't say it. Come on, because somebody said that you better not bring smoke to the damn track this weekend.
They muted your mic.
Go ahead, Lady A.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Low,
final comment.
Post
that Big Low. Oh, man, look here, boy. Sure, they ain't got nothing to say but one thing. Hey, dog, still on dog.
Yeah, still here, bitch.
Hey, man, my dog going on that cruise, man. Please take it on his old lady. Take it easy on him, man. Hey, y'all have a blessed night, man. That's all. I'm out.
For sure.
All right.
Hey, Lady A, you
Mayday.
Yeah, Lady A, we waiting on Lady A.
Lady A on that Cisco again.
Be like Dirty Red. My mic still muted.
Anyway, okay. Mike, here, give me your final comments, brother.
Hey, Crew Chief, I appreciate the love. You're a big little man. Y'all, see y'all next week. You know, let me know if anything, you know, anything you need on this end.
Okay, we're all going to get to the track.
All right, dog. Give me your final comments, dog. This show here, this show here was a good show, man. And it's the way we fellowship and have a good goddamn time, man. I love this shit when it's like this, you know. All right, thank you, dog. Go ahead on, white guy. Let the white guy give his final comments.
Okay, man. This show is fucking radical. I had a fucking killer fucking time. You guys got fucking Mr. Mike Hill on the fucking phone and fucking Doc. Man, and man, listen, man, fucking me and Chuck, you're going to come down and you're going to fucking blow your assholes out. But I tell you guys one thing, see you guys on the night, buddy.
This show was fucking badass, man. It was badass.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, well, I guess I'll go to my final comment.
Hold on, Crew Chief. Is anybody else out there besides Crew Chief that didn't get any final comments? Anybody else with the mic over?
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, this is another scam. We still going to come get at your ass, bitch.
Well, come on in, motherfucker. Make sure your mouth is open when you get at my ass now. No, hey, Crew Chief, man, outstanding show, though. Anybody else besides Crew Chief? Since Lady A, she on a break there. Anybody else besides Crew Chief that got a final thought that their mic is open? Anybody?
Lady A has a final comment. I wasn't on a break. I was on mute. Thank you, dog.
Hey, man. Honey. Okay, she back.
All right. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do my final comment. As I was saying earlier, we got David Floyd this weekend at Macon National Dragway. He having a big 28 shootout race. A lot of grudge racing going down. Y'all come out there and check him out. Support David Floyd doing his thing. This weekend, March 9th, we got Mike Steele giving away $10,000 at the House of Hook 28-29 race. A lot of grudge racing going on. Y'all come check us out. Everybody who's going to be traveling this weekend, you know, be safe out there. God bless. Y'all, you know, take it easy on that road. Ride safe. Don't do nothing we wouldn't do. Wendy Martin, GSOP, I know will be in full effect in somebody's car, race car trailer at the track. So y'all drink, please drink responsibly. And until next week, we can go ahead and get a lot of the rest of these punk motherfuckers locked in for the night. I'm a holler. Peace, Crew Chief, I'm out.
Brace yourself at Grudge, Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Breakway, 6570 Highway 996, Bella Rose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.